The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon.
It's back to reality.
I love that show.
It's very hip to be on the show.
Best show since no other show.
Happy Tuesday.
I love you guys. You are hilarious.
The most metal word in the English language is...
Burn.
Burn.
Wait, what?
That's the most metal word.
Burn.
Burn. It's the most metal word.
Yeah. Burn.
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 Fire.
Fire.
All right, the second one is cries.
Oh, that's a good
Let's
one,
Let's do it
too.
Again. Play the music.
Cries.
Cries.
It's Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
And now, the least metal word in the entire English language.
Wait. Moist.
Oh, gosh. You are so offensive.
Moist?
On every level.
Least metal
Can
word.
Can you hit the dump button?
I'm
Just
serious.
Hit it real quick.
I don't want to sound like a robot.
Come on. It's least metal.
The least metal word
Ointment.
Is particularly. Play it
please,
again.
Please, guys.
Particularly.
Particularly.
Particularly. I can't even say it. It doesn't work.
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
Showtime.
Everybody, good morning. Man, my voice is still a little scratchy from yesterday. It is 6:07 on a New Music Tuesday.
Are you ready for this?
Ready
yeah.
for this.
High today of 89 degrees.
Yes,
oh,
dude.
Man, the fall is here early.
No, it's not.
It's fall, man.
Thunderstorms today, guys.
Yes.
Alleged.
Alleged.
I can get down with that today. Beautiful, beautiful day. Welcome to the show. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. That's us three.
Yep.
Doing this thing till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk about all the wonderful things happening here in just a little bit. We got a really, 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 really big show today.
Oh, it's huge.
How was your guys' day yesterday?
Good.
Was it good?
So fantastic.
Got the house.
Who starts?
Whoa! Got the house. We don't have to live down by the river anymore.
When can we start moving stuff?
Can you guys help today, maybe? Because yeah. I don't know.
I mean, we've got that production meeting thing.
I can't go to that today.
And it's got you have to. It's comic book day.
To put me a call.
So we're gonna have to go to comic book.
We got Johnny from the babysitter.
Yeah.
I get it.
What about tomorrow? Yeah. Tomorrow's way
You know what? Actually,
better.
I think we are moving tomorrow.
Are you really? Okay.
It's tomorrow, actually. We haven't even got the keys yet. We haven't even signed off on anything.
Oh. Okay.
It all happened at 4:45 yesterday afternoon.
Oh, man. And then office is closed. You guys are still in the river, huh?
That's one of the reasons why I didn't get to go to the Warped Tour. Because I was thinking everything was going to happen early.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
and
it.
And then nothing happened until almost 5 o'clock.
Lame.
So, yeah, we missed out on the Warped Tour. Sad.
Yeah, it's okay.
I heard it was a really good time.
It was fun.
Best time
okay.
ever.
That's what I heard too.
Beautiful day yesterday.
Doug, you didn't get to go either. So
oh,
didn't
Dougie.
Get to go.
Producer Doug.
It's
Rest
okay.
in peace, man.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. He's alive and well.
Yeah, well.
Got a real job.
I know.
Couldn't go.
It is New Music Tuesday. So that means we need your participation.
Particularly. We do.
You guys need to text us or hit us up on Facebook because we post a really cool picture of the band.
Oh, that's so great.
We give you some information about the band. Then
Nino.
You listen. Then you tell us what you think, whether
Did
we should just
Nino?
Bury it
yeah.
or we should keep it. You can text us as well. If you don't have the Facebook. 585 Live.
Do you have the Facebook?
Well, we
no?
need 43 more people to have the Facebook because we are 43 likes away from 9,000 fans.
Wow. Hey-o. We could do that today.
I believe so. 43 people. If you haven't liked us yet.
We can do it today.
Go to our Facebook page. We need you.
Okay, let's kick it off.
All right. This is a brand new song from Capital Kings. They recently had a lineup change. One of the guys quit. They've got a new guy. And the title of this song is I Can't Quit. I'm supposing
that's
it's
ironic.
Written by the one that didn't. Because if the other guy wrote it, then he was just lying to himself. Because then he quit.
That's amazing.
Earlier this year, original member John White left the band Capital Kings to pursue new efforts, leaving Cole Wolowak solo until now. This kid, Dylan Housewright, has joined Capital Kings to breathe new life into the pop EDM group from Goatee Records. And this is the first track. It's a heavy-hitting dance track.
Really?
So if you like to dance heavily.
Oh, I need to get my blood pumping right now.
Get your blood going. If your day needs a boost, this will give you the lift you're looking for. It's called I Can't Quit, featuring Reconcile. Tell us what you think about it at our Facebook.
I don't know about this. Come on.
You're in a lunch mix.
We're not playing this again later. We're just deleting it right now.
Yes, no, keep. What? It got me out of bed and moving.
Okay, well.
Oh, we also got a couldn't find my JNCOs, but a dance hard anyways, and it's ridiculous. A hard no from me. Morning, fellas.
I think that's from Chrissy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It's just how we feel.
Dex hated that.
Dex made the funniest joke off air.
Well,
and
it reminded
I can't
me
repeat
of
it because of language.
Stop it!
I'm just kidding. He didn't say
it. Reminded me of it, we're doing the mix. We're in the mix right now.
Oh, big! But it gets
you're
quiet
a DJ for a second.
Voice.
We're off the air. It gets quiet for a second, and the song and Dex goes, "You're the lunch mix." And we both are like, "What?"
Oh man! Ooh. DJ Bossman Dan should do a mixed lunchtime show.
Stop it. Stop it. He would love it.
Oh, he
would. He loves this. Capital Kings is one of his favorites.
Yeah. He could kick it off today.
I told Dex, I'm always surprised because I'm not a Capital Kings fan.
Yeah.
And then I hear stuff like that and I'm like, whatever. I don't get it. But I'm always shocked at the amount of people that love Capital Kings.
All right.
Oh, Wooly says big no.
Big no. Hmm. Dom says, this track fresh, #, keep it.
Okay.
They're keeping it 100.
The Lord blessed me with glow sticks.
Amen. Yeah. Amen and amen.
Hey, if you're into it, you're into it.
Also, I can quit. No, thank you. Dude, the Starmie is awake.
They are awake.
Yeah, now they're
awake.
It is.
What, did school go back in? Like, what happened?
I think that song woke everybody up.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Is this
what just happened?
New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about it. 585 Live. You can text us or hit us up at facebook.com/star88fm.
Oh man, that was fantastic.
Good morning.
See, you should have just segged that one into this one.
Oh man, big show today, guys.
You're the lunch mix.
The lunch mix.
It is 6:19 in the morning. And why would that be in the lunch mix?
I don't know. That's usually when they have the mixes. They have the mix shows. It's like at the lunchtime or it's at nighttime.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be like a Friday, Saturday night?
Yeah, Friday night. It's like everybody getting ready to go out and party. It's like, you're in the mix.
The lunch mix is the best thing.
There's a guy on the radio named Stick. Hey, it's Stick on the radio. It's the lunch mix.
If you like to dance, I hope you're ready. It's Stick bringing you the lunch mix.
Mix. On Star.
On Storm 98.
That's our new station.
Storm 98.
That was great.
I made it up last week.
Oh. Somebody on the live line said, I visualized everyone from The Matrix dancing in Zion.
Yeah!
Yes!
You nailed it. They're all using their powers to reach into each other's
gosh.
Hearts.
You win the show today.
Matrix Reloaded, bro. I actually enjoyed all three of those films. I think I'm one of seven humans.
No.
Yep. Dude, me and Joey Belleville.
Not seven. I think it's two.
Just the two of us. We loved all three of those movies. I love those movies.
What a bad idea.
Great, but
gosh, you guys are crazy.
What a bad idea.
Yeah.
You guys just don't understand the complexities of shaking hands with robots after you fight them for two movies.
That sounds good, Steve-O.
All right. Today is the 215th day of the year. Guys, it's almost over.
Yeah.
2017 is right there.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
2017.
Not so. Mm-hmm.
17 years into the new revolution.
140 years ago on this day in 1876, Wild Bill Hickok was shot in the head from behind and killed while playing poker at a saloon in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Which, by the way, we still need to have a Young Guns Day. We need to watch those movies with Teo.
We do.
Teo, what's happening?
You're
buddy?
So good.
That's fine.
Yeah, apparently Wild Bill was holding a pair of aces and eights.
Really?
Yep. Which has since been known at poker tables everywhere as the dead man's hand.
Wow.
Aces and
is that
eights.
Real?
Well, it says. I've heard that before. That's real. Did you guys ever watch, was it The Young Writers? Where they had, like, Billy the Kid and Wild Bill, and they had all these, like, characters.
Yeah.
And they were, it was when the mail, it's,
the Pony Express.
The Pony Express, thank you. Mm-hmm. That, what was it called, Young Writers?
Something like that, I remember that.
That was a good series.
Yeah.
It was on when I was a kid.
I just wasn't a Western fan when I was a kid.
Yeah, I didn't get into Westerns till probably Young Guns.
Didn't get into Westerns
same here.
Until I moved into one.
I love Westerns now.
I was born in Texas, and so my parents loved all the old classic Clint Eastwood movies, the like spaghetti Westerns, but...
My dad loves those. Yeah. And I love going back and watching those now.
I'll watch them now.
The old Clint Eastwood movies?
Like Outlaw Josie Wales. Mm-hmm. Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Those are all great.
According to Wikipedia, you sir, are correct about the dead man's hand, so that must mean it's right.
Mm. That's right.
Has to be black aces and black eights. Mm-hmm.
Then we go to 124 years ago on this day in 1892. The escalator was patented by a genius named Charles A. Wheeler. They've been around over 100 years. And there's still only two escalators in the entire state of Wyoming. 17 years ago, in 1999, M. Night Shyamalan's The Sixth Sense, starring Bruce Willis, Haley Joel Osment, was released.
Wow.
It was a good movie.
I remember seeing that film and losing my mind.
Only made $26.6 million at its opening weekend, but went on to make a total of $294 million. It's pretty good. Today on the show... we have two amazing performers. Our first one is the legendary performer, Sergio Mendez. Oh, yeah. See, I get down with this. This is me.
Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say.
Stop it. Sergio Mendez. Who's this guy, Steve-O?
He has won Academy Awards for Basin Regional Song. He's won Grammy Awards, the Latin Grammy Awards. He is one of the most famous Brazilian artists of all time. He was born in Niterio, Brazil. Son of a doctor.
Yes! So you were kind of talking to us off the air about this guy. And
dude.
From what I got from you.
Yeah.
Is that he really wasn't very popular when he did the jazz thing, but now he's all, you know, he works with all these huge bands like the Black Eyed Peas and who else?
Well, in his early career, in the early 60s, he toured Europe and the U.S. He was actually on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1963, wow. But he hadn't made, like, major success. And then in 1966... he did a jazz album for Atlantic Records, and up to that point, all of them had low sales, and that's because he had demanded that all of his albums were in Portuguese.
Oh.
And in 1966, they said, hey, we want you to record in English as well as Portuguese. And he said, fine,
I'll get it.
And that record went platinum.
Here he is.
Did it just say I'll take a bus to get to lunch?
I just said
it's the lunch mix.
No, I think it said I'll take a bus to get to London.
Train to get to lunch.
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 Oh, look at Sergio, man. That guy is a baller. Man.
He has worked with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He inspired lots of people to do big things.
Sure did. We'll talk to him at 8:40 this morning.
I'm excited, man. It's going to be good.
The Portuguese fans out there are going to be just loving it.
The Portuguese are going to be stoked.
Just loving it. Also coming up on the show this morning, this is Phil Wickham. He's kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, he started his career in the 60s. And up to that point, all of his worship albums were only in Portuguese.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Phil Wickham.
I love Phil Wickham. He's a good dude.
8 a.m. this morning. We'll be on the show. Things we did in the 90s that we don't or can't or couldn't do today. I want to talk about that. You know, even the 80s. We could even drop it down to the 80s. Things we did in the 80s and 90s that we don't or can't or couldn't do today.
Wow.
Think about that one.
I like that.
Just think about that one. Marinate on that one a little bit.
I will.
You know?
Let me
hit rewind. I'll give you a little sample. Hit rewind.
Yes.
We don't do that anymore. Who hits rewind except Steve-O and his Subaru? Nobody.
I can hit rewind.
Steve-O and his Subaru.
I just hit fast forward because fast forward is faster and then it just flips the tape.
You are mighty.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be performing. Sergio Mendes is going to be performing in Rio, by the way.
No kidding.
That makes sense.
Because he's Brazilian.
He's Brazilian.
Speak Portuguese.
He was the executive producer for the film Rio. Executive music producer. For both Rios.
Nice. Yeah. There were two?
I guess so.
I think this guy's going to be a really good interview. He looks so happy.
Is it going to be in Portuguese?
Oh, it would be so great.
Doesn't that look like Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite?
He does. He does look pretty happy.
So what...
Is that him singing?
Yeah, what is the deal with... does he sing or is he just...
Everything.
He does? Yeah. That's not him.
That band like leader? A woman.
Oh, yeah. He's a band leader? Producer, composer, arranger, keyboardist, singer, Grammy Award winner, Oscar-nominated songwriter. You know, no bigs. Put together songs for, I don't know, these Bond films? What is that? James Bond?
Never heard of him.
He did multiple tours with this little-known crooner named Frank Sinatra. We definitely have to talk to him about Frank Sinatra.
I believe it's pronounced Sinatra.
Ah, yes.
I can't.
My bad.
He does. That's not him singing. So who's the girl? Because she sounds like the girl.
That's the girl that he ended up putting to the Bond theme song.
My bad, dude. That's me.
Yeah. He performed for President Nixon.
Look at him there. He's just chefing it up in the kitchen.
Oh my gosh, he is balancing something with his foot. Incredible.
Ronnie Reagan invited him to the White House in 1982.
Oh, Ronnie?
Wow.
Okay. Sergio Mendes on the show. Coming up. 8:40.
Oh, yeah. Brazil!
Whiskey Tango this morning. Cop gives the driver a DWI, but it's not what you think.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Talk about that. And a stranger surprises a high school custodian with something really cool. Some good news this morning. It's New Music Tuesday. Headlines on the way. Will the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air come back? We'll find out from Will Smith.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
That's right.
Oh. I heard Suicide Squad is a sequel.
Yeah. Fresh Prince.
It's Fresh Prince.
Speaking of Suicide Squad, coming up in the headlines, we have a clip of Jared Leto on with Fallon.
Ooh.
And he delivered, the Joker.
No way.
Gave Fallon a little gift.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want to.
They just announced a new record next year.
I can't wait. Sergio, take us out. We'll be back.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton appears at an event in Omaha, Nebraska with billionaire Warren Buffett.
The U.S. Hurricane Center says a storm in the Central Caribbean moving toward Central America is gaining strength.
A TD Ameritrade survey found that most parents with youngsters involved in highly competitive youth sports programs spend as much as $500 a month supporting their children's efforts. One family in five spends more than $1,000 a month.
10 more cases of Zika virus infection have now been identified and linked to a specific neighborhood here in Miami. This is in addition to the four cases announced last week. It is believed that these people got sick because they were bitten by a mosquito carrying the virus.
U.S. air action in Libya.
The Pentagon says these airstrikes came at the request of the Libyan Government of National Accord, which has been using its forces to target ISIS positions in Sirte. And the U.S. military says these strikes will continue to help the local forces recapture it.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Hello. It's
6:39. High today of 89 degrees.
And it's traffic.
It's all just road construction. Bet you're looking at traffic.
Beautiful show today. Beautiful. Well,
oh, okay. That's why I always prefer analog to digital, man.
Phil Wickham on the show today. We have legendary performer Sergio Mendez. That's right, Sergio Mendez on the show today. We'll talk about the 80s and 90s because they were great. It's New Music Tuesday. I need you guys to wake up, get those texting fingers going.
Makeup.
Whoa.
Text in what you think of all the new music. We need your feedback. Or you can go to facebook.com/star88fm. Let's kick it off here. Let's do this. Come on.
This next song is called Burn.
I love these two.
It's the Lunch Mix.
Yeah.
Lunch Mix.
Duo of awesome worship.
This, these two cats have put out a ton of music that we play on the station. It's Brian and Katie Torwalt. They just put out a new record called Champion this past week. This is one of the songs from that record. It's called World of Grace. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/star88fm, or you can hit up the live line, 585-LIVE.
Brian and Katie Torwalt.
World of Grace.
It's New Music Tuesday on Star 88. 585 Live, you can text us, or you can hit us up at Star 88FM and leave a comment telling us what you think.
Tell us what John's thinking.
Anybody say anything?
This says, sounds like a song made to hit a key demographic for maximum returns.
Hmm. Wait, have you ever listened to... Never mind.
Have you ever listened to music? What? I need you to prod my computer up over there, friend. Are you looking for me? I think I found out how our buddy Stephen got Julia.
Oh, no.
I want to ask him about it today.
Okay, early to bed, early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise.
That's right.
That's why you're wiser than me. It's Stephen.
Okay. I think this is... I'm pretty sure this is Stephen Christian.
That is Stephen Christian.
And I think I've got the evidence here to prove it. Hopefully he's coming in today.
Oh, man, I hope so.
And I'm going to present him with the evidence.
That looks just like him, too.
It looks just like him.
He's the girl that stash back.
So back before you had all these apps like whatever dating app
Tinder.
You use, Tinder, whatever... in the 80s, they would make these videos, and they were video dating things. And so you would go to a place, and you, like, people would sit down with you, and they would play videos, and then you would, with another person, asking you questions like, how did you like that video? What did you like about him or her? What did you not like about him? You'd fill out a survey, and then you would go out on a date based on this. And now we have, of course, like swipe left, swipe right, which takes all the all the care out of it.
What was that dating show back in the 80s with Chuck Woolery where he'd be back in two and two? What was it?
Love Connection?
Love Connection.
Love Connection.
Oh, that was a great show.
I don't know.
Oh, Chuck Woolery was great.
Steve-O used to watch Love
Suitor
Connection.
Number one. What is your ideal idea of a good time?
Wait, are you...
That's good.
Are you asking me what
no,
my
you're
idea?
Suitor number two.
Oh, who's number one?
Dex was suitor number one.
Come on, Dex.
You always had like the two squares and there was like...
Yeah.
Chuck. Yeah. And Chuck was the wild man.
Yeah.
They say early to bed, early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Oh, man.
Well, that's why you're wiser than me. It's Steven.
Bachelor number one.
That is the best icebreaker I've ever heard in my life.
So good.
Dude. Yep,
that's good stuff, guys.
Now we have The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And there's 24 of them, and they go out and do crazy things.
I'm just really looking for a meaningful relationship.
There's an entire season. Back in the day, The Love Connection was a 26-minute episode, and by the end of it, you picked your mate.
Yeah.
Man.
Times were simpler back then.
We got to figure it out.
All right. Good morning, Starmie. New Music Tuesday continues. A little after 7 o'clock. Thanks for the feedback. Big show today. Phil Wickham on at 8. Legendary performer Sergio Mendez will be on at 8:40. Maybe Stephen Christian will be joining us sometime this morning.
We're going to get the background on this. We're going to get the truth.
What else? We'll talk 80s and 90s. Things that we don't or can't or couldn't do today that we did back in the 80s and 90s.
Go outside.
I don't know, man.
Pokemon Go changed all that.
That's true.
I haven't been in a park this much since I was a child.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got a lot of news, so let's jump right into that.
Okay. Some unfortunate news. Tire slashings in Northwest Albuquerque and Rio Rancho neighborhoods are on the rise.
Dude, we saw neighbor. We saw their car just slow to the
what
ground.
What's going on, man?
All four tires and a window busted. I'm like, oh, good. Mm. Good, good, good. I park in the garage.
Mm. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Our viewers and authorities tell us there's been an uptick in tire slashings in both Northwest Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. We found one neighborhood where almost every tire was slashed. It's bad. Brittany Costello is in the newsroom with a story.
Tom, some in both those neighborhoods reported not just one tire being slashed, but multiple tires on more than one vehicle, costing them $500 to $1,000 to replace.
I was livid because my Jeep's already a project. It's kind of old. So I have to do a lot of work with it, and that's just even more I have to put into it.
And another $500 to $700 replacing tires Isaiah Gonzalez got for his birthday. His Jeep is just one of a number of cars vandalized in the Pioneer Estates neighborhood in Northwest Albuquerque.
It's been going on for weeks. It's not just a one time. It's repeated offenses.
Some residents in this neighborhood say they're being targeted, but this neighborhood isn't the only one. This Northern Meadows neighborhood in Rio Rancho is also being vandalized. The evidence is everywhere. All four tires slashed on this van.
Yeah, it goes on and on.
What if it's Wolverine?
Well, he's in
Northern Meadows is Wolverine. Northern Meadows is where they're filming Wolverine.
Yeah,
it's the same neighborhood in Rio Rancho.
They should probably look into that. But
what if it's Wolverine?
It's not.
Yeah, we need to come together as a community, and we need to find out who's slashing these tires. It's ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure it's Discount Tire, everybody. Slashing tires and prices,
don't say
am
that.
I right?
You can't say that.
I'm going to blame it on Pokemon.
Yeah, dude. Our neighborhood, there was slashed tires and shattered window. Yeah, because you're going out all hours of the night. You don't find that Pikachu you were hunting for.
And if it's not the people playing Pokemon doing it, then they should be seeing whoever's doing it. Because they're all out walking around looking for invisible monsters.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Little did we know the monsters are real. They're our neighbors, and they're slashing our tires. Mm. Bad prices.
Any information, you guys...
please report
call
that.
The cops.
Yeah.
Because we got to catch whoever's doing this. Because that'll ruin...
Later on in the video, one of the guys who got their car, the tire slashed, he was saying, I can't even buy my kids school supplies now. Ugh. Because we had to buy tires.
Gosh, man.
What is people? What? I don't know. Stupid.
Then he had that one kid talking about he just got a Jeep, and those tires are not cheap.
No.
At all. And so now he has to work extra harder so he can buy new tires.
Extra harder.
Why are people so just jerks?
What do you have there? Well, you know, the Joker is a big giver of gifts. Have you guys heard about this?
Let me give it a quick intro. Jared Leto plays the Joker in Suicide Squad. It's premiering Friday. Pretty stoked about it. And he went to Jimmy Fallon. And he gave him a gift because during filming, it was rumored that he was giving out these weird gifts.
Yeah.
He went full-on Joker status.
He dropped on into it. So let's see what he gave Jimmy Fallon.
What do you have there? Well, you know, the Joker is a big giver of gifts. Have you guys heard about this?
Yes.
I'm not so sure, but...
Yes.
And he was thinking of you and wanted to pass off this gift, especially for you.
I've read about things and I've heard about things.
I wouldn't open it. Would you guys open it if the Joker gave you a gift?
I've heard that the Joker's giving people like rats and things and stuff before. Oh, this is a gift from the Joker.
It's a gift from the Joker.
This is very, very nice. Oh, gosh, it's hard to open. I'm not kidding. It's not easy to open.
Do it.
All right, this is going to be a thing. Hey, it's real. Dude, what is this? This is from the Joker? Got me a... Snake! Oh, no!
Snake! Oh, my gosh!
Snake, get down. Joker! Snake! Oh, no! Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, I love that Jimmy Fallon ran away because the snake got out, and Jared Leto ran over and grabbed it off the ground.
Oh, I hate snakes. I'd punch Jared Leto in the face if he did that to me. I would. I'd karate chop him in the throat.
Whatever.
Karate chop!
You would be too busy running away like a girl.
That's true.
I would, too.
Sorry, I apologize to all females for saying that.
For insulting them with allegations of Dex.
The Lunge Man!
I apologize. Lunge.
That was not cool.
Okay, let's see what's next. The original guy that played Darth Vader
is David Prowse.
Yeah, he's kind of disappointed he didn't get to come back.
What?
To play Darth Vader in Rogue One.
Oh, okay. Listen, David. You're a great dude. You provided Darth Vader in 3 excellent films.
Well, James Earl Jones is getting to do the voice again.
No.
Why didn't he come back?
That's totally different.
It's because he's 81.
I was Googling right now. 81 years old. Okay. 81.
He says he's still fit and healthy.
81.
He says despite not being able to wear the costume, he still thinks it's cool that Vader's back. And he still enjoys making personal appearances. Oh, and he says, quote, if I wanted to... He says if he wanted to, he could be somewhere different in the world every weekend because of personal appearances.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts, though.
David Prowse, that means he was like 50 when he was rocking Vader and Jedi.
Yeah.
That's still... Man.
Don't do this.
Hello. Oh. It's me. I was wondering if you're going to see the new Star Wars movie. It looks good.
Oh, man.
And everything. But I'm not in it as I died in Star Wars number 3. Hello from the dark side.
Oh my gosh, this is so dumb.
That's my favorite.
You love like dumb videos and dad jokes and
dad jokes.
You are the best.
Get out of here. Well, you laugh at them, so.
I do.
Is it time to go get breakfast?
Yes.
I think it is. Okay. Good morning, Starmie. Big show today.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Wickham will be joining us at 8 a.m. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back!
It was Sharon's girl's birthday. So excited to eat.
Is he ruining this?
He's ruining it.
Gonna bake her a special day. Sharon, you're my favorite.
His voice is perfect. He sounds like a beautiful angel.
Thank you. Thank you. I just channeling my inner Elvis there.
I am Elvis.
I sound just like him.
Good morning, Starmy. It is 7:10.
High today of 89 degrees. And that's the hottest it's going to get all week, guys.
We hope so. Nothing doing traffic-wise, fellas and ladies.
Traffic!
I believe in the great wizards known as the weathermen and women everywhere. They travel far to the ends of space and time to come back with reports of our system of weather.
Okay.
They provide us meteorological things and sciences.
Stop it.
It's real. All right. Stray thunderstorms this afternoon from the skies.
Are you done?
The great mountain gods shall
stop it. Stop it.
Okay, it's New Music Tuesday. All right, fine.
Hate you guys.
I guess I just should have stopped the music.
Yeah.
That's true.
I feel like
that's all you had to do.
I was really enjoying it, is man. That's off the Stranger Things soundtrack.
Did you get
it? Oh, is it?
It's Tangerine Dream.
I didn't think it was out yet.
Yeah, it's out.
The soundtrack's out?
Ah. I got it on cassette.
No, you did not.
You
shut
did.
Your mouth.
You did.
I seriously want to get a copy on cassette.
It's a good soundtrack.
Oh.
Guys, I'm really excited because this next band, we played a couple of songs from these guys. We play a song called Restitution and another song called Margins. This is Great Awakening. They're a fantastic band. And this is, they put out a new EP earlier this year. This is one of the songs off of that. It's called Terror Bells.
Ooh.
Burn.
585 Live. Text the show. 585-5483. Tell us what you think about The Great Awakening. What was it again?
Terror Bell.
Great Awakening. Terror Bells. New Music Tuesday. I think that's my favorite track so
straight
far this
from
morning.
The Stranger Things soundtrack. That was so good.
Yeah, no.
That was really good.
They're
that
a
was
great good. Band.
Man.
What do you guys think, Starmy? Feedback, 585 Live, 585-5483. You can text the show or Star88FM. Go like us because we're how many likes
39
away?
39 now.
39 likes away from 9,000. Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
Share the page.
Please.
100,000 likes. That's all we need.
Nope, we are close to 9,000, which is a big feat for us.
Yeah. Only 99 more.
39 likes away.
That's
what are people saying about that track?
on the live line,
Phoebe says best track so far this morning.
I agree.
Somebody said, I visualized everyone from the Matrix softly dancing in Zion.
Somebody is killing it on the live
love
line.
Love it. Do we have anything to hook? You know what? Yeah. Do you have any giveaways?
We got CDs galore.
Hey, person who's texting us.
Yeah, we got to give them. That
let
was
us know what you
hilarious.
Want. We got CDs. We got some, what, Hinkle passes?
Oh,
over there.
Man.
Just let us know.
Dex will give you $20.
No, I don't have $20.
Yeah, you do, buddy.
Okay, there goes your birthday gift.
Oh, dang it. Little did you know, it's me texting in on the live line.
Okay.
It's a plot twist.
Anything else? Anything else on the live line?
Somebody else said, oh man, my computer just crashed, of course.
Let me see.
The lyrics in this song are really something worth remembering, worth keeping around.
All right.
I like it.
Good stuff, guys. Thank you very much. New Music Tuesday. Oh, let's see. Phil Wickham at 8 a.m. Legendary performer Sergio Mendez. He's a producer. He's a composer. He's an arranger. He's a keyboardist. He's a singer. He's a Grammy Award winner. He's an Oscar-nominated songwriter. He'll be on the show at 8:40.
That's good.
Thanks. Oh. Shout out to Dave Myers.
I mean, yeah.
I truly don't know what song he's talking about.
Fireman Dave.
He's asking me about some song, and I don't know. He's like, you know.
Oh, you know.
You know, it's that one I like. It's Gunger.
Gunger?
It's got to be Gunger. It's got to be.
I don't know.
He loves Gunger.
If you could request a song on another day besides New Music Tuesday, Dave, that'd be great.
And if you're going to request a song, if you could actually request the song, that would be great, too.
And, you know, we don't do requests because it's just, we don't do that.
That's true. That's true. Ooh.
You know, he's Dave Myers, and, you know.
He's a good guy.
He's a good dude.
He is a good dude. He works hard for the money, so you better treat her right.
Hopefully you guys have been thinking about things we did in the 80s and 90s that we don't or can't or couldn't do today.
Mm-hmm. I've got it.
Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, I've got it.
I mentioned Hit Rewind. It's something we just don't do anymore.
We
do. Hit Rewind. Well, Steve-O
does. I do that regularly on my cassette deck. And
kids don't know what it's like to Hit Rewind.
Man, it was a journey, literally. Do you remember that feeling of, okay, hang on. Yeah. Too far, hang on. Yeah. Oh, no, and you just couldn't find it.
Yeah.
But the cool thing was when you finished a movie and you got to pop it in the little rewinding machine, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys have a rewinder?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It was shaped like a car.
Yes, and ours would, you clicked it and it would open up and then we'd go, put it in.
Yeah.
I remember the place where we rented movies from, if you didn't rewind, they would charge
you. Yep.
They'd charge you a buck.
That's why you bought a rewinder.
Isn't that crazy?
Be kind, rewind, friend.
Yeah. Oh, so... those are the days, man. Remember the days when we could smoke in restaurants?
I mean, no, dude.
What?
No, we don't.
Wait, those days aren't here anymore.
No, you can't do that anymore.
What?
Yeah, you can't smoke in restaurants anymore.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's...
Man, no wonder people get so mad at me at Chick-fil-A.
I'll tell you right now, this last weekend...
In the playground.
Oh, man.
Just lighten up. No, he doesn't do that. We're
oh,
joking.
Great. He's out there in the playground smoking again.
My son Luke had a really great fundraiser for his club baseball team, and it was at Santa Ana Casino at their bowling alley. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a bowling tournament.
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay. I guess I forgot that casinos still allow that. Because we walked through and it was like,
I love the smell of casino.
Gross, dude.
Just that smell of old cigarettes and
old people.
It was awful.
Old people and cigarettes.
And then we were hanging out in the bowling alley, and all of a sudden this dude just pulled out a cigar and just started smoking. And it was like, what is this, 87?
What is this what old world?
Was it the 90s? You can't do that?
Was it one of those weird vapor cigars?
No, it was an old gentleman with a real giant cigar looking all Telly Savalas.
Yeah.
Just a big old cigar. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude likes to smoke cigars and bowl. He's 90.
Well, at least he's doing them in that order.
338-3700 is our phone number. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, you know what I miss?
What's that?
I miss being grounded when you're on the phone.
Oh.
When your cord can only go so far.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa.
Like an old girlfriend or something. And I told my mom to buy the 100-foot cord so I can go out into my patio and sit down and talk and have some privacy.
Just get some privacy on that phone call.
Oh,
well,
my God.
I just think that there's a deeper conversation when you're not being able to be on an app or just doing whatever else you want. You know, it was just a deeper sense of a conversation.
You were stuck right by that receiver. And, oh, man.
Yep.
It's true.
It was great, man. I love that. I hate being able to get a hold of me whenever they want.
Yeah.
Cell phones do allow for more pacing.
Preach.
Yeah. Thanks, Pool Boy.
Man,
oh, dude. I love you, man. Pool Boy. That's true, man. You forget what it was like. Stranger Things reminded me of that when I was watching Stranger Things, because the daughter was like, I think it was the first episode, and she was on the phone in her bedroom, you know, and she was like, hold on, had to put the phone down and go close the door. I
love
was like,
that.
Oh, man!
Yeah.
Forgot those days!
Things we did in the 80s and 90s that we don't or can't or couldn't do today. We've mentioned Hit Rewind. We've mentioned, you know, get that longer cord for the phone, for the telephone.
This generation will never, ever, ever, and we've mentioned this before, will never understand spending an hour in a video store like Blockbuster or Hollywood Video, just combing through movies you'd never heard of and like reading the back. Ooh, I don't know.
Think about it,
guys.
What
are we going to do? I can't just pop up the trailer on my phone right now.
Think about it. The days are over now. Hastings is going away, and I think that's the last place where you could actually rent videos.
I thought Hastings got bought out by another company, and all the employees were being retained.
They are.
Is that the latest?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Hastings was going away.
No, well, yes and no. Like, they filed for bankruptcy, and then somebody was like, we'll buy it for cheap, and they're retaining their employees, but I'm willing to bet it's not going to be the same, obviously, with iTunes and Redbox and everything you got these days. I really don't know how long they'll actually keep video rentals going, you know? Because that's probably why they're so in debt, is because they're like, nah, man, we're going to sell vinyl.
You got this, bro,
and we're going to rent VHS tapes. Still relevant.
But that's not the problem. Think about all the other things that they bought.
Yeah.
That is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, I know.
338-3700.
Where else are you going to get a 32-inch Predator toy?
Did you see the giant Batman that they have in there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
A life-size Batman.
It was only $7,000.
Yeah, only
like, what?
Is it from Batman Superman?
No, it's like old classic like Batman.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Like
nobody
the gray and blue.
I want that, but I can't afford it.
Yeah, it's like $7,000.
What are you going to do with that?
Nothing.
Know. Just, you know, hang it. You'd be hanging in my living room or something.
Just
I don't know.
Just sit
there's Batman. He's chilling.
There he is.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. I was going to say they'll never know the joy of an arcade in a mall.
Boom!
Oh, the gold mine in Bozeman, Montana was my jam right there.
Sbarro's Pizza and arcades. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We had, we had an Aladdin's
Booyah.
Castle.
Aladdin's
Love
Castle?
It. Love Aladdin's it. Castle. Yeah, I miss the arcade
Afterburner.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, if anybody knows how to fix an arcade machine... Yeah. I was bummed. I finally got my Asteroids up and running, got it set up. I've had my dad's Asteroids machine since I was a little kid. I pulled it back into the toy room we set up in the boys' room, and I got all of the buttons working, except the two you need to get working,
man.
Which is the start button for player one and player two, so I can't start a game. I know nothing about wiring.
Probably not cheap to get that fixed.
I don't know.
We're talking about things we did in the 80s and 90s that we don't or can't or couldn't do today. Good morning.
What up, dudes?
Hey,
Shane.
Hurricane
Shane.
It seems like, dude, I just remember always getting that call and you were on your way to meet a bunch of people, but you didn't know who was actually going to be there or not.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
You know, there's always like a certain number, like my buddy would be like, hey, man, meet me halfway and I'll see you there and then we'll go from there, like, you know, to the arcade or whatever.
Yep. Yes.
Never to an arcade.
Yeah. I miss those days.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the arcade.
I don't think, like, arcades aren't the same anymore, dude.
No,
like
no nobody
claw
goes.
Machines and tickets.
Kids don't go. That's why they don't exist
anymore.
Well,
you know what the funny thing is? All of us who are missing it, who are, like, super nostalgic, in Brooklyn when I was out there, I went to this place called Barcade.
Yeah.
It was literally an arcade for adults. Wow. Like, there was a bar, and there was Donkey Kong. And it was, like, a bunch of old-school arcade machines. And it's, you're right. One, it was a bar, so no kids could go in it. But two, it was a bunch of, like, 20s and 30-somethings who missed this back in the day just rocking arcades.
Yeah.
Dude, it was awesome. My dad would get, like, I'd get, like, 8 quarters, and I was like, whoa, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we'd play, like, Tempest and all these games that don't even exist anymore, as far as I know, but except in New York, evidently.
Well, the problem was inflation of arcades, because it started off, and you're like, dude, a quarter will get me an hour's worth of whatever, and then they were like, now, here's the big machine. This one takes two. This one's got a seat, so this one takes 4 quarters, and you're like, 4 quarters? That's all the money in the world.
Yeah.
I'll never play Afterburner.
Thanks, Shane.
All right, brother. Later.
Dude, somebody on the live line just chimed in and said, play outside. Walk to the park with my friends. I would never let my kid walk to the park alone. It's sad how dangerous it is for a kid to be a kid.
It was this dangerous back then, too.
But I don't know.
It was dangerous back then, too.
I miss this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Okay, early to bed, early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Yes.
That's why you're wiser than me. It's Stephen.
This is Stephen Christian. This is Stephen Christian. This is him. I'm sure of it.
It's him.
I gotta tell you. It looks like him. I know that he's older than dirt, and he video dated.
He did not video Dane.
Maybe that's his dad.
This is how he met Julia. I know this is him. Hey, and if you're out there and you're listening and you used video dating,
oh, man,
you have got to call me.
To hear from you.
Call us. 505-338-3700. You have got to call in because I need to know what it was like.
A couple things on the list that I got here.
Okay.
How about recording anything onto a cassette?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That miss doing that. You could record your voice on there and act like a DJ.
It was so much.
Oh, it was a lot.
I missed the Talk Boy, which was the 90s, the Home Alone 2. You know, came out, changed everything. That was great.
Some people still do this. Paying for something with a check. I mean, most people don't do that anymore, but, you know.
I still do that with baseball stuff.
Don't pay with a check anymore.
I still can't believe. The best part is the checkbook is like 3 addresses old. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Never got new checks.
Here's what I...
It's like, this was the house Chrissy and I were in when we first got married 13 yeah. years ago.
Yeah.
We're never updating our checks because... checks.
You hold it up and you say, you see this? This is the house that Love built.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you still... No, that was 3 houses ago.
I feel so bad for Chrissy because I got to pick the first set of checks and she was going to get to pick the next set of checks. And then checks kind of went away. We still have the very first set of checks we ever bought when we first got married, and it's all black and white Universal Monster movie guys. So it's like, Wolfman check! Frankenstein check! Dracula check! I'm like, these checks are dope.
Here's what's funny. Ever since I started working here, I started using checks again.
Don't
because
do this.
If I don't have money in my account, I can just write out this check, and then they take it, and then it takes a few days for it to actually hit my account. So that way, you know, paydays on Thursday, I know on Tuesday, I can write a check, and I'll know that by the time it gets to my bank account, I'll have money in there.
You manipulator.
Dude, you
of
know
the
what?
System.
Yeah. No. That is something that we missed from the 80s and 90s that we don't do anymore.
No, I do that now ever since I started working here.
I remember those days, my friend.
You have to make all your purchases on the weekend because the banks close on Friday.
My wife just chimed in. My kids are listening in the car right now, and we said, what's something that we miss? And Brody, my 3-year-old in the backseat, just said, I really miss my daddy.
Aww, Brody.
Miss you too, buddy.
Particularly. So many
people on the live line chiming in. I love this. I can't wait.
All right, we'll pick it back up. Things we did in the 80s and 90s that we don't or can't or couldn't do today. 585 Live or 338-3700. We'll be back.
Hillary Clinton appears at an event in Omaha, Nebraska with billionaire Warren Buffett.
The U.S. Hurricane Center says a storm in the Central Caribbean moving toward Central America is gaining strength.
A TD Ameritrade survey found that most parents with youngsters involved in highly competitive youth sports programs spend as much as $500 a month supporting their children's efforts. One family in 5 spends more than $1,000 a month.
10 more cases of Zika virus infection have now been identified and linked to a specific neighborhood here in Miami. This is in addition to the 4 cases announced last week. It is believed that these people got sick because they were bitten by a mosquito carrying the virus.
U.S. air action in Libya.
The Pentagon says these airstrikes came at the request of the Libyan Government of National Accord, which has been using its forces to target ISIS positions in Sirte. And the U.S. military says these strikes will continue to help the local forces recapture it.
It is August 2nd, 1996.
I wish.
7:37.
High today of 89 degrees. KOYT.
Good boy.
Good boy.
That's. I'm not seeing any accidents on the 2 roads that we have in Albuquerque here in 1996. All the other ones are dirt roads, so I can't tell you.
It wasn't that bad.
Also,
here
we don't have a traffic map. So I have no idea what's happening.
Where's the chopper?
Let me look at the camera real quick on top of the building. Looks like everything's flowing smoothly. That's your look at traffic.
We're talking about things we did in the 80s and 90s that we don't or can't or couldn't do today. And we've had some good ones so far. Hit rewind. Record anything onto cassette. Talking on the phone. And then, you know, you realize you're... phone cord isn't long enough, so you have to go and buy a new phone cord.
Oh yeah,
I remember the first time I got a phone in my room.
Yeah,
oh, loved that.
You know, now we don't even have to worry about long distance charges anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about that anymore. So crazy, man.
Hey, guess what?
That's what.
Chicken butt. This week in 1996, the inaugural adult pop song chart hit.
Wow.
The radio.
Fascinating, Steve. Today's New Music Tuesday.
One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boys to Men topped the charts this week in 96.
You sound like Casey Kasem.
Thanks, buddy.
Man.
Elton John's Blessed.
I'll tell you who you don't
Rod
sound
Stewart's
like.
So Far Away.
You don't sound like me. My name's Smooth Terry.
Smooth Terry?
I'm here today to...
Oh, Smooth Terry.
...ask you guys what you're doing today.
Oh.
Guys, the Maiden Adult Pop Song Top 5 featured the more rock-leaning Goo Goo Dolls, Name, Hootie and the Blowfish, Time, Deep Blue Somethings, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and Everything But the Girls Missing on this day in 96.
Man, I love that song, Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I hated that song.
What?
Ugh.
You're stupid. You're not
back
stupid.
On this day in 1996, Nickelback owned the most number ones.
Who's that?
Nickelback.
That's my friend Steven Christian's favorite band.
Maybe we don't want to go really, back dude? To 96. The Goo Goo Dolls own the most top tens, which is cool with me.
Oh, you know what? Let's check in with Casey Kasem, see what he's up to.
Okay. Now, a dictionary of rap music.
I love that.
You know, rap is getting bigger than ever, but the rhyme and rhythms are filled with a lot of street slang. It's a separate language that's kind of hard to follow sometimes. So, for a literal translation, we talked with those rotund rappers, the Fat Boys. We also checked in with a Boston rap group called Gangstar, who have recorded a regular rap glossary called The Lesson. And we consulted a writer, Elliot Horn. So here's the result. A few pages from the AT-40 Dictionary of Rap. First, let's talk about chillin'. That means to hang out. So does coolin'. Then if something's crush, it's really good. Same goes for deaf, as in a crush groove or a deaf jam.
Yeah.
Fresh means the same thing, too. Fresh is deaf is crush. And stupid is when things are really crush or fresh. Got that? The word down is good, too, means independent. A down dude. Homeboy means a friend. Homegirl, a female friend. If you hear the word posse, that means a group of homeboys were chilling or cooling. Where are they chilling? A zoo. That's a street corner. Now, if you're illin', that means you're getting too wild and crazy.
No,
and here's an expression that's essential to any rapper's vocabulary. Wheel of steel.
Wheel?
It's a turntable,
wheel.
The DJ's tool. And that's the word, which in rapping means the truth. Just a few pages from our rap dictionary. A lot of words we'll cover another time. Now, here's a deaf down homeboy from New York chilling on the wheel of steel, and I count down with a love rap at number 33, LL Cool J, and I Need Love.
Casey, I miss you.
Ah, wow.
Man, we learned a lot about rap music right
there. Gosh, that was crush, bro.
Can we
homeboy.
Man.
I don't think you can call a street corner a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's advisable.
All right, we'll jump back into it. You guys feel free. Tell us what are things we did in the 80s and 90s that we don't or can't or couldn't.
Liveline has blown up. I have so many to share.
Well, look, right. Everybody think about it while we play this brand new
track.
Oh, wait,
no, we're deleting this one.
No, we're not deleting this one. This is
a brand new
song from Citizens and Saints.
Yes!
Oh, and it would be terrible. Madness
you
to delete
stupid.
It.
You are stupid!
It's called Madness. It's from their new record that's coming out in September called A Mirror Dimly. Tell us what you guys think about it.
Citizens and Saints, Madness on New Music Tuesday. What are you thinking, Starmy? What's on your mind about that song?
They love it.
Yeah, and they thought you were Madness because you were like, no, but it's because you were thinking of a different band.
I thought it was the one we played this morning, but
yeah,
no, it's not.
That's Capital
that
Kings.
That was actually really good.
Tex is a big Capital Kings fan.
No.
One person did agree with you, though. I agree with Tex not feeling the song.
It was all right. It was good.
And then somebody said, this jam is crush. And then, I like it. What's Dex's issue? Hey, Kayla.
Sorry, guys.
That's 2.0.
Thought it was another song.
Yeah.
I thought it was the techno song we played.
All right, let's get back to the 80s and 90s.
All right, everybody. All right. We're talking about the things we did in the 80s and 90s that we don't, can't, or couldn't do today.
Mm-hmm.
People are blowing up the live line telling us what it is. We're just reminiscing.
You know what was fun? It was fun to tape shows. Now we DVR it. It's nothing but, you know, just... pressing a button, but the whole thing with taping a show is you would set it and then you would be at church and you'd think, I never put a tape in the VCR.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. It was the worst feeling.
Yep. I think I destroyed a lot of great home videos because I recorded over them in the past because I needed to record a show, so I just grabbed like a family
and then
video.
Scotch taped over the
yes,
yeah,
or you poke out the tabs, right?
Yeah. So you had to tape over the tab.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because if you pop out the tabs, that means you can't record.
That's
over
right.
This.
Yes.
Live line, Farmington says, "I miss my Hypercolor shirts. I miss wearing my Hypercolor shirt once, and then my mom dried it in the dryer and ruined it. And then it was like, well, it's lime green forever. I got a lime green shirt, Mom. Thanks, bro.
But hey, that's the 90s. That's when lime green
that's
was
true.
The tip-top cool.
That's true. Jay says, I miss being able to leave my house and be focused on what needs to be done without interruptions. Now everyone is constantly in contact because of technology. Is there alone time anymore? Yeah. Remember this. Don't forget that. What's taking so long? All gone.
585 Live, text the show, or you can call us at 338-3700.
Just real quick, another shout out to my boy Steven. I think he might be listening right now. Steven, I figured out how you met Julia.
Oh, so great.
Okay, early to bed, early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's why you're wiser than me. It's Steven.
I knew
Hi,
it.
Steven.
It looks just like him.
Man.
This is Steven. Steven, we need you to come in and tell us about video dating in the 80s and what that was like.
Yeah. Dude, Missy, she just chimed in, my sister-in-law.
What'd she say?
She said her father-in-law taped over their wedding video with her nephew's birthday party.
Oh.
Good. Well done.
Oh.
Man.
Yeah, you can't get that back. You see, kids, you know what's funny is like Throwback Thursdays, people are like posting.
Yeah.
You can tell how long ago they got married. People will post like wedding photos, you know, digitally. And I'm like, that's cute. I can't do that because I've been married 13 years and mine are actual photos.
Yeah.
I have a real wedding album. It's weird. Rewinding VHS tapes in the separate special VHS rewinder. It was much faster. It was sort of a status symbol that you had extra money to be able to buy the extra rewinder.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. In the 80s, I was in high school. I miss not having a care in the world. That's what somebody said.
How about this? Getting internet service from a CD that magically showed up in the
mail. Oh, yes, dude. Those like AOL CDs.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Man.
I was so confused on what that
letters.
Was.
Do they chain still do letters. Chain letters?
Yeah, they're on Facebook now, and it's like, if you deny me before, man, I will deny
man,
you before my...
I got
please
a chain letter
copy and
when
repaste
I was a kid.
This.
I got an actual chain letter
That's
to me.
Crazy. I never got
and
a chain letter.
And it terrified me, because I was like, oh, gosh, what if I don't do this?
Yeah.
You know, and being superstitious, like, what if I do break a mirror?
That's funny.
Will I have 7 years bad luck? Oh, no. And being a kid and just feeling, you know, just no control.
Yeah.
No, it's just like everything is going to
elementary school, lights off, Bloody Mary.
Mm.
Anybody?
Don't Gosh. Summon her.
Yeah. Well, back when I was in high school, it was the Candyman.
I remember the Candyman.
You don't say the Candyman
oh,
three
you
times.
No, you've already said it twice, you dumb.
Our boy says, you used to be able to go to like a Circuit City and then head over to Borders. And then realize you could just rent it from Blockbuster. That was a journey of the Friday
that was
night. Going to like
so
for me,
awesome.
For me, it was Books a Million, and there was another store there. I can't
Sam
remember.
Sam Goody.
But we would always do it was FYE. Mm, we would do nice. FYE and Books a Million, and then we would go rent a movie from Blockbuster or Hollywood Video.
Man. Somebody on the live line said recording from radio to tape.
Yep.
Homemade party playlist.
I did that all the time.
Somebody else said recording dedications from the radio. I think that was our boy in Crucis.
I'll never forget. I called in. There was a DJ that I loved on the pop station, and it was in the 80s, and it was John Cicada. Maybe it was 90 or something, but John Cicada came out with his new CD, and the single was Just Another Day Without You, and this DJ did the Speedy CD Challenge. And he would take a song and he would speed it up really quick. And then you had to call in and guess the artist and title. And I called in on the show.
And I remember being so confused because when he answered the phone, he's like, do you know the Speedy CD Challenge? And I said, yeah, it's John Cicada, Just Another Day Without You. And he goes, all right, let's stop it right there. We're going to start over. I need you to have some energy, and I need you to pick it up a little bit, because that was that just wasn't going to cut it for the air. And I was sitting there going, what is he talking about? We have to do this over.
What do you mean? We're nervous.
We're and so live. He goes, here we go. All right, who got on the phone? And so I did it again. John Cicada, Just Another Day Without You. And he goes, all right, you're the winner. Hold on the phone. He got all frustrated with me. And I had it on tape, and I don't know what I did with it. But I recorded it. And
oh,
I remember hearing myself back on the radio going, this is magic, because how did that happen?
I went back in time.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Liveline, speaking of going back in time, they said, making a collect call because you didn't have a quarter at the payphone.
Oh,
thanks for that one, Travis. I miss those days.
This person says, I miss face-to-face interaction. Also, I take everything very seriously.
Oh, man.
Thank you for texting that to us to prove your point.
Things we did in the 80s and 90s that we don't, can't, or couldn't do today. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you miss from the 80s?
I wasn't alive.
Oh.
Amen.
Oh, man.
So what
do you miss from the 90s?
What would you miss if you weren't alive?
I still wasn't alive.
Oh, sweet.
How about the 2000s?
This is Joey.
Oh, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Joey,
hey,
what's
buddy.
Up, man?
What do you miss from the 2010s?
I don't know.
Am I right?
One day you're going to grow into missing things.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoy it, man. Enjoy this time that you have, because later in life, when you hit your 30s, you're going to look back and go, oh, I wish I would have cherished.
30s are like a lifetime times. Away for him. Come on, Joey. Just enjoy really. Your
hey,
child.
It'll get here so fast,
Joey. What do you miss? What do you miss, Joey?
You there, Joey?
From when?
Oh.
Joey, do you want to
like
hear
just
a 21
in general,
Pilot
do you
song?
Miss things, or are you heartless? Like, what do you miss?
I miss my baby sister.
Oh, gosh. That just melted your soul.
Goodness
it was
sakes.
So sweet.
I'm seeing her tomorrow.
Well, good. That's cool.
You having a good summer, Joey? You doing good, buddy?
Yeah.
All that's right, good, man. Good.
Thanks See,
for
when school
in.
Starts next week, you can say, I missed summer.
Yeah.
School's not starting for me next week because it starts on that Friday, and I'm going to Clayton for my family reunion.
Oh, good, that's man. Cool. Enjoy that's it. Good. Stay away from those cousins, you know, that are...
Wait, what? No, Clayton's really great. I've been there once. My wife lived there for years.
Thanks, Joey. We'll talk to you later. Call us when school starts, okay?
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
He sounds a little down, doesn't he?
Joey's doing good. Don't say he sounds down.
How about printing out directions, You know, because he got lost all the time.
Oh, dude.
Without the GPS.
Well, yeah, nowadays you just pop it in your phone. I was going to visit my boy Erickson, who did this Magneto tattoo. He moved to a new place. And I actually got nervous yesterday because he was like, yeah, man, it's Montgomery and like Louisiana area.
Oh, man.
But that's all he told me. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then I started driving there, and I'm like trying to put it into like Google Maps, and it's not popping up because, well, it's like a brand new place.
Oh, man.
And so I had to like old school try and like I'm Googling Good Fortune, and I'm like trying to find it. It's like one's popping up in Pennsylvania. I'm like, no, Good Fortune tattoo, Albuquerque. I'm lost, guys. I'm lost.
Oh,
I almost needed somebody to come pick me up.
So it used to be back in the day with four smartphones,
but I found it. It was okay. I found it.
Yeah, we used to have to print out the directions.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Man, the phone lines or the live line, anyways, is blowing up.
Couple more here. We got time for a couple more.
Let's see. Call and collect from the gas station after traveling for sports, but using the say your name after the beep to say, Mom, I'm at the gas station. Come pick me up.
Yeah, I remember that.
Somebody says, I miss Biggie Smalls. Oh, R.I.P. Notorious.
Memorizing the contact information. Everybody knew your phone number. I don't know anybody's phone number anymore. I just know all my old friends' numbers.
Here's something I don't miss. Liveline. Going to Blockbuster rent a movie and you can't because they're all out of the one you wanted, or getting home with the movie and realizing the previous renter didn't rewind the VHS.
Yep.
I don't miss either of those.
Good stuff, guys.
You know what we need to do before we go?
Just real quick, we need to get on the internet. Hang on. I just gotta boot it up real quick.
Okay.
Shut up, Steve-O.
Well, I just, you know.
Not all of us can afford a
28.8.
Shut up.
Should get that CD in the mail.
Is it connecting yet?
Shut up.
Okay, sorry. Just wait.
Just go check on the rewind. We gotta take the movie back to back.
Did it connect?
No.
Gosh!
We have to take a break. When we come back, Phil Wickham will be joining us.
Hopefully we'll have internet.
Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tail on KLYT, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. Voted best morning show by 2 out of 3 of their moms.
Hey, y'all ready, fellas?
Good morning. We are back because any minute now, Phil Wickham will be joining us. We're ready. We're ready.
We're ready, y'all.
8 a.m. Good morning.
Hi to Dave, 89 degrees.
How are those roads out there? Good?
Let's take a quick look. Just seeing construction this morning, Dex. I know you don't believe it, but that's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up at 8:40. We got a guy by the name of Sergio Mendez. He's a performer, producer, composer, arranger, keyboardist, singer, Grammy Award winner, Oscar nominated songwriter. Kind of a big deal down in Brazil.
Brazil!
Seal won Record of the Year in 96.
Love Seal.
Love Kiss Seal. From a Rose, 96.
Oh,
album of the year that year? Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette.
I found
a lot of news from 96. Going back in time. We're just going to
96 was a pretty good year.
Academy Award for Best Picture that year was Braveheart.
Oh, such a great
Mel Gibson.
Movie.
Independence Day. That won the Pulitzer Prize for work of fiction.
Independence Day did.
English Patient released that year. Fargo, Jerry Maguire.
Do you guys like the English Patient?
Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw the English.
I would like
patient.
The English.
I saw that
because I'm a dude. My mom loved me.
We would like it now, but as kids, that's not a good.
No, that's when I was a kid. And my mom took me to Dances with Wolves.
Oh,
I saw that in the movie theater.
I hated
first
that when
and
I was a
last
kid.
Time I ever. I've never
hated
seen it again.
It. When he ate the mice, I was like,
see,
"Oh
I
my
don't
gosh!"
Remember. Which, by the way, I caught some mice in my backyard this week. So
yeah,
we
heard supposedly about good that. Protein.
Baby doll.
Where is
mice
Phil?
Supposed to be good.
I'm afraid Phil was one of those that caught and we didn't catch.
Probably right.
Dallas beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl in 1996. Yankees beat the Braves. The Bulls beat the Seattle Supersonics. Remember when there were the Seattle Supersonics?
Yep.
No longer
Sean
a team.
Sean Kemp was
no
my...
No longer a team.
What are they now? Just the Sonics?
No, they're not even a team anymore. They became the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Thunder up. Yeah, right.
Let's see, the president at the time, Clinton and Gore, and it was an election year, so at the convention, the nominees, Bob Dole and Jack Kemp, and at the Democratic convention, the incumbent, Clinton and Gore, who won the national election that year. The welfare reform bill passed on this day, August 2nd in 96. It was approved by President Bill Clinton.
Well, any minute, Phil Wickham is supposed to be joining us, hopefully.
We
might have missed him, but
we might have.
Should call us back, right? Is it a tour, a radio tour that he's on?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to talk about the tour he's going to be doing this fall.
Hey, good news. They just caught the Unabomber. It's 1996.
Okay. The guy in Montana? I remember he was hiding out in Montana.
It was 96, guys.
Gosh. The Unabomber.
Yeah, man.
Timothy McVeigh. My old co-host, Shannon. You guys know her.
Yeah.
Her dad's name was Timothy McVeigh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
And so she said growing up.
That would have been awful.
It was awful after that happened because, hey, what's your name? Timothy McVeigh.
Oh,
gosh.
Everybody would just go, ah.
Oh, man.
Jeff Dahmer. Nice to meet you. No, not that one.
Do you change your name after that?
No.
Come on.
It's not, I mean, come, that, it's not your fault. You just happen to have that name. If your name was Jeffrey Dahmer, would you change your name?
Yes.
What would you change it to?
I would, absolutely. To ISIS or something.
Probably Barney. Yes. Don't change your name to ISIS.
Remember that poor girl? She was getting bullied at school because her name was ISIS?
That's what terrible. If your name was Wilson Phillips? Mm, would you keep it?
You would hold on for one more day.
Oh,
keep that name.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
God bless you.
Keep it.
I wish my name was Will pain. Smith. I wish my name was Will
it
Smith.
It is no. Will Smith.
That would be really cool.
What you would be you so bummed.
In? No, I would not. I would love to be.
I knew a Will Smith. It wasn't the Will Smith. Mm. He didn't change his name.
My Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I'm going to change my name one of these days legally.
No, you're not.
It's going to be Dextron Akon Toth.
Okay.
It's going to be my full name. I'm going to change it.
I will say my mom, she's always called me Steven. And then this last weekend at this bowling tournament I was at, it was my aunt and my mom's friends, and they were all Steven. But she came over yesterday because she lives in Arizona, so we hadn't had a chance to celebrate my birthday. So she brought over my favorite cake, German chocolate cake.
German chocolate's your fave?
It's my fave.
That's pretty good.
If I'm going to get a cake. And it said, "Happy birthday, Steve-O," with an exclamation point. And I'm like, "Mom, my cake says Steve-O, not mm-hmm. Steven." She said, "Well, I know, but that's your name now. Oh. Everybody just calls you Steve-O, so."
Everybody calls you Steve-O.
Okay. And so she introduces me now as her son Steve-O, and it's weird.
I remember
It's weird.
I remember I did the M88 prom with you guys back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And I remember
Dave Martinez was there.
Yeah.
That was a good year, man.
I remember finding out for the first time that your real name was Steve, and I lost it. I was like, "Wait, your real name's not Steve-O. Are you serious?"
Whatever, Dex.
It's my real name.
At least mine's close. Mine's a childhood nickname because my real name's Steven, and my next door neighbor, Steven. There were too many of us, so. Like, all right, you're Steve-O.
Okay.
Steve-O. I can do that.
Man, I'm over here in this YouTube world looking up hit songs from 1996.
What'd you find?
Can you play Name
There's
by the Goo Goo
Dolls? I don't know if I can play all of them.
That's the one you want to play. Genuine?
Pony by Genuine.
Can't play that one.
Why not? That's a great song.
Fugees?
What?
There were three.
Oh, hits. Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac.
Stranger in Moscow from And They Don't Care About Us from Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Unbreak My Heart, Toni Braxton.
Some good stuff.
Oh, what about this one?
Oh, Jamiroquai?
Gonna do this one?
Yeah, hit it. I remember that music video. That was so cool.
1996.
That was so dope.
So dope. We have people on the live line still chiming in.
Yeah, we were talking about things we did back in the 80s and 90s that we don't, can't, or couldn't do today.
Wow.
I just miss those 80s and 90s.
Somebody said Big League Chew, but my kids still rock that like champions.
Yep. I love
Big Anytime League we Chew. Go to like Dick's Sporting Goods or somewhere, you know, they always have it up front and inevitably they go, "Hey, can we get some Big League Chew?" I'm like,
"Prince."
Yes, you can.
For me, it's Swedish Fish.
You can always get what?
Swedish Fish.
Yeah, but that's not like a 90s thing.
Yeah,
that
it
kept
was.
Going.
80s.
Really?
80s and 90s.
I thought
used to
it was
get
just
Swedish
a...
Fish for a penny at the store.
See, I don't remember Swedish Fish. That was like an adult candy for me.
I like
when I was
Swedish
a kid,
fish.
It was like Sweet Tarts and Sprees.
Not a fan.
What? That was Sweet Tarts before there was a blue Sweet Tart. You guys remember that?
Yes.
Old school. They didn't always have the blue one. And all of a sudden it was like, "What is this fancy taste in my mouth? I don't even know you."
Fancy. Why are you so fancy?
How about this one?
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, live line. Last one, and we'll get to the song that you hate. Guys, remember when McDonald's had that tiny record, and if it played the whole song of the menu, you won $1 million?
I started to memorize that. I want a Big Mac, BLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese, Filet of Fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a chicken salad, Oriental. That's as far as I got.
They didn't have a chicken salad.
Yeah, they did. Look it up.
You are a liar.
They had a chicken salad Oriental.
No, they did not.
Look it up. I did. I looked it up like 2 years ago, and I was like, "Oh, I remember this rap."
They added that then. Somebody lied to you. There was no Oriental chicken salad back when we were kids. We were very unhealthy back then. Future McDonald's rap.
Yeah, I remember that, man.
No, pickled cheese, less special lettuce.
Special lettuce.
There it is, right there.
Pickles.
You were just
this one?
No, it was that
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
With lyrics.
Here we go. All right.
Oh. Big Mac.
No, this isn't the right song.
This isn't one.
This isn't it.
Big Mac.
No, it's not.
Big Mac.
I need a double cheeseburger and hold the lettuce.
That's not the right one.
No, that's totally the one.
That's not the right one.
And hold the lettuce.
That's like a new one. I'm like, no, that's wrong.
That was 80s, right? Was that 80s?
I don't know, guys.
80s or 90s?
This is something I do not remember. You guys have
80s burger rap.
You've gone beyond me.
Wait, are you serious? You don't remember this?
I don't remember this.
Get this going.
Oh my gosh. Nobody cares anymore.
Familiar with 100%. I'm in trouble looking.
That's not it either. I don't know. We'll have to find it. All right, let's get into this Capital King song, New Music Tuesday. I don't know what happened.
I just heard from Phil Wickham.
Is he going to call?
Yeah.
Is he going to call now?
No, he's not going to call now. He's going to call in an hour.
Okay.
Good grief alive.
Okay. It was called the McDonald's menu song, by the way, and I found it.
Okay, good.
He found it. We are going to premiere again this song, the newest single from Capital Kings. If you're into all that dance whatnot, this is for you.
Time to get into the mix.
Time to get into the lunch mix, people. So let's play it. This is Capital Kings featuring Reconcile. It's called I Can't Quit. Do you want the song to quit?
I can't stop.
You're in the mix. Hey guys, Stick on the Radio and Capital Kings. I Can't Quit.
That's right, Taper over here having a great day, ready for the lunch mix.
All right, everybody.
Well, now we got Smooth Steve. Hey, Steve.
Steve, you there? Hello.
Steve.
Yeah, no.
What do you
Steve.
Mean? I'm here, guys.
Steven.
On? Hello.
Steven.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it like being so smooth?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, quit, please. That's just not my jam right
Why
there,
Why do you
guys.
Like it so much?
I'm not a fan.
Do you feel like it's because it speaks to your heart or your soul?
Okay, you're done.
Okay. Sorry, no, guys. He said he can't quit. I don't understand why. You...
Did anybody like that?
You know what? Let's Some see. People did
yes.
this morning.
Viola says, nah, not so much. Matthew says, love it. Candace says, it's not a great first listen. Maybe it will grow on her. Bill says, I'm awake now. And Thebes says, Thebes, normally I am down with this kind of stuff, but I'm not digging it. He's not digging Reconcile's contribution at the moment. Keep it going later. Might like it more.
Keep it in the lunch mix, man. Keep it in the lunch mix.
The fresh hot lunch mix.
Oh, Capital King's so tight.
All this right. person sent us a Spider-Man meme that says, please make it stop.
We've been talking about the 80s and 90s, just reminiscing. Just going back.
Liveline's going crazy. Do you remember Surge? Why, yes.
It's back. Surge is back. Still haven't found it.
You haven't?
No. Oh, man. And so before New Music Tuesday, we were talking about the McDonald's Big Mac song. I wrapped it out.
You did.
I'll have a Big Mac, BLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese, filet of fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger.
A Happy Meal McNuggets, tasty golden fries, regular and larger size salad, chef or garden or a chicken salad oriental. What?
What? I said it.
You did say it.
Yeah, Dex said it. And Steve-O tried to say it. He didn't say it.
Mm-hmm. I was like, there's no way oriental salad was around in the 80s.
Chicken salad oriental.
I remember.
For those that don't know what we're talking about.
Chicken salad oriental.
This released in 1989. It was an actual commercial. And back in the day, there were these things called newspapers, right? And in the Sunday paper in February of 1989, there was a black portion that's actually a record that you could play on a turntable for a chance to win $1 million if the entire song
what?
Was on the record.
And give me that money, man.
No, it's only on one channel.
Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese, filet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden fish fries, regular and larger size, salad, chef or garden, or a chicken salad, oriental, big breakfast, egg McMuffin, hot cakes and sausage, maybe biscuits, bacon, egg and cheese, and sausage, Danish hash brown, two and four dessert, hot apple pie,
gosh, that commercial, I remember that,
sausage, all kinds
of chicks and chocolate, chip cookies, and to drink a Coca-Cola, diet Coke,
Twitter,
or drink, coffee, decaf, two, a loaf, and milk, also an orange juice, I love McDonald's, but I'm great taste, and I get this all at one place.
Yeah, because I remember that it was $1 million, huh?
It was $1 million. The odds were 1 in 80 million that you would have the winning record.
On the reverse side was a paper backing. There were coupons and a scratch off for a chance at another $1.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah. 1989.
Loved it.
That's crazy, man.
I loved the McDonald's playground back in the 80s because it was so dangerous.
Yes.
I mean,
oh, okay, so listen to this.
Speaking of 80s.
The McDonald's playground, you say the Burger King playground in Tupelo, Mississippi,
yeah,
was frighteningly dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, number one, it was all metal.
Yep.
So it was blazing hot, but yeah, you still got to go play on it.
But do you remember the McDonald's playground when you were a kid had all the characters?
Now, yeah, listen, I've got to tell you about the dangers, yeah, of this playground. Yeah.
See,
this
ours was great.
The Burger King one was horrifying. In Tupelo. It was a custom playground.
Ugh.
I've never seen another one like this anywhere, ever.
Are you sure it was real?
Yes. It was not part of the Upside Down.
I don't remember. Did Burger King have the playground?
Ours did.
See, ours did not.
Yeah, I don't think Burger King had them.
Burger King wasn't cool.
You walked outside, like, restaurant. You walked out, and it was in front of the restaurant. Number one, it was, like, right up from the freaking highway. So it's just right up the hill there. You walked outside and there was the first part of the playground. And it had a couple of the things that you sat on and they,
yeah,
moved around like this.
Man, those things were dangerous.
And then you climbed some stairs to a bridge that went over a driveway that led to the drive-thru.
Nope.
So you could be standing on that bridge and cars driving,
wow,
under you. And then it went to the actual playground. So you had to cross this awesome pirate bridge made of metal and wood and giant,
that's,
screws,
pretty cool,
that would stab you and,
yeah,
kill you and get,
yeah,
you'd get, you know, tetanus and all kind of stuff. So then you'd go down there and then everything on the other side. It was an 80s, oh, playground that could kill you. The slide was metal. Everything was metal. Kids' fingers,
glorious,
were getting pinched off,
glorious,
in the swings. All of that stuff.
Smell of tobacco.
Yeah. It was the craziest, coolest playground.
Oh,
we
so
always
cool.
wanted to go to, or I did. We, I always wanted to go to Burger King because their playground, it was like a,
yeah,
pirate ship adventure.
I remember the Hamburglar, and you could crawl up inside of it and,
yep,
just hang out.
Yep.
And then I remember getting stuck up there and started crying.
And then there was like the McSheriff guy.
Yeah.
What was the sheriff's name? He had like the hamburger head. There were all those crazy,
oh, yeah,
characters.
What was his
they
name?
Were like the French fry guys. They looked like pom-poms. And,
man,
their playgrounds were, like, the little spinny thing was a giant hamburger.
Somebody's got to have a picture of this thing.
I'll never forget. I was up there
one time.
It was like
going to Disneyland.
There was a kid. There was a kid up there that started bullying me up there, and he wouldn't let me out.
Somebody in Artesia on the live line said, I think that playground that Teo's talking about is in the Upside Down.
Yeah.
You know what? I grew up in the Upside Down.
It's the Upside Down.
Let's just get it out there.
Stranger Things. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to call in because when you were saying somebody missed making copies of directions, when I was living in California, I had a friend. I worked at her dad's business, and the Thomas Guide was the guide to get around, and I used to make her make copies of it and highlight where I needed to go. And then I tell her, so then how do I get back? She goes, well, you just reverse. I said, I need you to make me copies of my return trip and highlight it. She thought I was a trip.
So wow.
That's what I meant.
Incredible.
Thank you for sharing that.
If you guys want to go back through memory lane, just Google McDonald's playground from the 80s.
Oh, I miss that.
I just found photos, I think of me, from childhood. There was the,
oh,
like,
the tree. I always wanted to see,
dude,
the tree.
Yes.
The tree.
They had the Hamburglar swing set. His arms, like, went out and they were the swings.
Glorious.
They had the, like, McSheriff guy, whatever his name was, the hamburger sheriff guy that you climbed up into and got stuck, Dex, and cried.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
What is that guy? That is Grimace!
Yeah, the purple
Get
guy.
Get out!
Grimace!
Get out!
I thought it was like a cookie guy.
What?
He looked brown from here.
Guy,
he looked
you
brown.
You need to leave.
He looked brown.
Now, Grimace was my favorite when I was a kid.
The key to a good playground in the 80s was there was a prison or a dungeon somewhere in the playground.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's the way it was.
Oh,
and
man.
Ronald McDonald just looking like Satan, just laughing at you.
Dude. Yeah.
Man, when Ronald McDonald would be there, all dressed up, that was scary.
Yeah.
I didn't like it when he came over. And,
well, no, because he was the only animate person there. Like, everybody else, it was just, like, the swings or, like, the twisty slide or the Grimace prison.
Gosh, I'm just thinking of my mom's sweet 80s hair with her shoulder pads and... I had my jam pants.
That's what my mom would say. She missed from the 80s. Shoulder pads.
Guys,
shoulder pads. My mom was
so
the queen
hard.
Of shoulder pads.
I want to find a picture of this playground so you guys can see it, but I don't think there are any pictures. Number one, I don't think cameras were allowed in Mississippi back in the 80s. I'm trying so hard.
I hope you can find it.
And then
that's
this is making me mad because there's a picture of a fairly new-looking Burger King that says super old, super cool Burger King. It looks like it was made in like the 90s. That's not old.
Yeah, back in the 80s and 90s, we couldn't just send a text that said, running 10 minutes late. You know,
things
were different back then. You know,
just left hanging in the upside down world. You would never know what happened to your family people until they got home.
We were primitive people back then.
Primitive.
And, it was always the worst when you were waiting for the movie. It's like, all right, dude, the movie starts at 7:15. Got to get there by 7. And then you're hanging out outside and you're like, do I buy their ticket? Well, I don't know. Where are they? Well, I don't know. If only there were this magical device that we could contact them. But obviously they're driving on the road and that's not safe. Do you remember, like, did you ever have the friend who had the car phone?
Yeah.
It was like, your parents are so rich.
My parents had one.
You have a car phone. Mm-hmm. It's a phone.
It's a phone.
In a car.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Richie McRicherson over here.
Good morning.
Dude, I had to call back again, man.
Pool boy.
Dude, McDonald's, you remember? You guys probably already said this. I missed a few minutes of it. The free baby cute little mini cone that you would get after your meal.
Yes! Oh, my gosh!
Do you remember that,
completely
dude?
Forgot about it!
Check this out, man. We'd be on our bikes. I had an old Humvee, man, and we would be rolling, dude.
I remember
all
Humvee.
Through town. We'd
it
hit up
so
the
heavy.
McDonald's,
so
and
heavy.
We'd walk in and get that free baby cone, and we didn't even eat. We thought we were so cool.
I don't don't recommend the Humvee bike if you're going to build ramps, because the thing just doesn't get a lot of air.
That's amazing.
Thanks, yeah, but man. That free, cute little mini cone, they need to bring that back, dude.
Legit.
Legit,
man. I love you guys,
love
man.
Love you too, bro.
Love you, bud.
I think it's amazing. I'm looking at the live line, 167 texts in front of me. How nostalgia just what is it? Is it the feeling? Is it just reminiscing? Is it that reminder?
Good, that solid feeling.
A couple weeks ago, Pastor Skip was in Deuteronomy chapter 9.
Did you get nostalgic for when you guys left Israel?
Well, no, but that was it. It was talking about remembering, right? Like we keep these things as remembrances, as reminders of how good God was.
Yeah.
So that even if in these moments we don't feel like this is happening or this is good, we think about a time when it was great, and then we thank him for his love, his grace, his mercy, his whatever. And maybe that's what, like, it's inherent within us that, like, when we think back to, like, nostalgic, cool childhood memories, there's this, like, fuzzy, which is why Stranger Things is the best show ever created.
That's one thing I've been trying to do, especially, you know how I talked about how I like to throw things away? And my wife has almost disowned me a few times because of the things I've thrown away.
Right.
But I look back and go, man, I wish I would have kept that when I was a kid. But then it hit me, why am I throwing away all this stuff of my kids?
Right. We have memory boxes.
Yeah.
So we don't keep everything, but we do have
That's
like
a good idea.
Memory boxes of, oh yeah. man, but this was like the first tooth loss, or this was the, you know, first pants, or this, yeah, we have little outfits or whatever. Yeah. We keep some things. We try not to keep everything.
Yeah. 338-3700. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, Shane.
What up?
Dude, I remember, like, it was, like, 2 or 3 years ago, me and Dex were at some event, and they were talking, and I'm like, man. And he's like, what? I said, I really wish I'd have bought, like, a pen and a piece of paper to write some of this stuff down. And he goes, why don't you just use your notebook in your phone?
Yeah, I remember that. Yes.
And I was like, dude, what? He's like, give me your phone. Use your phone. Yeah. It's got a notebook right here. And he brings it up, and I'm just like, thank you. So I was like, stoked that I had that, but I felt like a total idiot at the same time because I was still in the 90s.
Right.
That's so funny.
Dude,
I totally
that
remember
incredible.
That. That's good stuff, man. Thanks, Shane.
Man.
All right, boys. Love you. Later.
There's something about writing it down, though. Like, I rarely use my little notebook thing because for some reason, if I actually write it down on, like, a piece of paper, it sticks better for me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
man, I have so many notes in my phone.
Do you?
So many.
Ugh.
Straight up. Pages and folders and all kinds of stuff.
You have a trapper keeper of notes?
Trapper Keeper.
Oh, Trapper 338-3700.
Sorry. Did you guys see the Trapper Keeper in Stranger Things?
Oh, yeah.
It's the one thing that threw me off.
What?
Because it was 1983. And I was like, wait a second. Were Trapper Keepers around in 1983?
Uh-oh. Did you Google it?
I didn't.
Okay.
I still have two of my Trapper Keepers from the sixth grade.
Man, I never had the cool Trapper Keeper. My mom, like, made me get the normal one. I'm like, but I want the one with the guy with the oversized head that looks hilarious. It's like a caricature.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Mine is has dinosaurs on it. Oh, that's cool. Has Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No.
Triceratops. Oh. Stegosaurus.
I love Stegosaurus. Ugh. Do you know what my favorite dinosaur is?
Wow, it's from the 70s, by the way.
Styracosaurus. Trapper Keeper?
Yeah. So wow.
When did it come out?
I was wrong. That's awesome.
What'd you say? What?
The 1970s.
Wow.
Is when it began. But it wasn't until the 80s when they got the designer series where you got cool things such as cartoon characters, television shows,
Lisa Frank.
Wow.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was going to attest to the fact that there were Trapper Keepers in the 80s.
Yes!
Buck was alive.
Yes,
and
he was. There he is.
As was I. It's
smoking
okay.
cigarettes
no, he
and
was
listening
not.
To Guns N' Roses.
No, he was Talk I will say Appetite for Destruction was one of my first tapes, so I was also listening to Guns N' Roses.
You're
in
driving
the
80s. Your sweet Firebird?
Nobody was driving.
Buck was. No, I wasn't driving a Firebird. I was listening to Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction. I remember when that came out.
And that's a great tape.
I worked at the Stuckey's in Edgewood.
Oh, man.
The Stuckey's roadside stand. I was a short order cook, and I used to make the Stuckey's breakfast special, which was two eggs, hash browns, and toast for 99 cents.
That's
crazy.
And I'll
tell you what, I could make some over easy eggs.
Oh, man.
Man.
Hey, so you worked in Edgewood. Do you remember Bella Vista?
Oh, good. Everybody worked at Bella Vista.
Okay.
Bella Vista is what we called it.
It isn't around anymore. When I was a kid, that was like the once a month after church, my mom would take us to Bella Vista, and it was like this fancy schmancy restaurant up in Edgewood.
Wow.
And it was like super cool.
Steaks and stuff?
All you could eat fish for $4.99.
Boom. Bella that was Vistas. It. And it was like little fillets, you know, and it was like, this is like a good Long John Silver's.
Yeah, that was like a rite of passage. If you lived in the East Mountains, you had to get a job at Bella Vista at some point in your life.
That's incredible!
Gosh.
I'm so glad you remember Bella Vista.
Yeah, we were talking about things we did in the 80s and 90s that we don't, can't, or couldn't do today.
Well, I can't go to Bella Vista and get all you can eat fish for $5 because it's no longer around.
No. Do you guys remember barrels?
Barrels? Like actual barrels? Like the things that Donkey Kong threw?
With an F, like Frank. Farrell's.
Oh, no.
Farrell's.
Farrell's was an ice cream joint that was over probably right about where Romano's Macaroni Grill is.
Huh.
And it was this crazy ice cream joint back in the 80s, and they used to have this birthday dish that they would bring you, and it was called the Trough. And it was so much ice cream that your whole family would sit there and enjoy it together. Well, apparently this company is making a comeback. And they're starting to go, they're starting to spread nationwide again.
Wow.
Dude, you know what we had in Lubbock, Texas that was like probably the ripoff? It was called Swenson's. And it was like the same thing.
Swenson's,
It was the same thing. It was like crazy sundaes. That's probably why I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
I had so much ice cream as a kid. It was the mega sundae Swenson's.
Do you guys remember Bonanzas?
No.
I remember Bonanza.
Bonanza, yeah.
Totally
it was like a buffet.
Bonanza.
They had the sweet
I'm
salad bar.
We had a Bonanza.
Definitely.
My dad found like a Band-Aid in a salad.
Yeah. Gross.
Really?
Dude.
He found a finger in his chili.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a question for you, Dex.
What's up?
Are you done cleaning your refrigerator so you can call me back?
Oh no.
I'm so sorry. I totally forgot. You did. You interrupted me right when I was called.
He's still cleaning it.
I was in deep in the refrigerator.
He was like,
how many days ago was that?
It was 2 days ago.
I think it was more like four.
It was not. It was 2 days ago.
Wow.
I'll check the text message, but I'm pretty sure it was four days ago.
Wow. Come on. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, that's...
Today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was definitely 4 days ago because I think I called you on either Thursday or Friday of last week because I really needed to talk to you about something.
Anybody want to take a trip to Ontario? There's one Swenson's.
One Swenson's?
One Swenson's still around.
Hey, Buck, have you watched Stranger Things yet on Netflix?
Stranger Things? No, what is it?
Oh my gosh. Everybody's watching it. It's the new show to watch.
It's the new thing.
It's
better than The Wire.
The new hotness.
Yep, you're an 80s guy. You're going to love it.
Watch your mouth.
It's better than The Wire.
Just give it a
there
binge.
There's nothing better than The Wire.
Give it Told a binge. You. Give it a little binge. Stranger Things. You'll love it.
Just do it.
What's it about?
Cool stuff. Just
cool
watch.
Things from
That's
the
all
80s.
We can say. It's like Steven Spielberg meets Stephen King in the 80s. That's
Goonies
all you need
and
to know.
E.T.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Yeah, there's a new show that you should watch too, but I don't want to talk about it right now. So just call me.
Okay, I'll call you after the show.
Yeah, but you actually have to call your friend.
Okay. Goodbye, bud.
Yeah, I really do need to talk to you about something. Somebody approached me about something, and we need to have a conversation.
Is it a job offer? Is it a job offer?
Don't worry.
No, okay. no, you're not taking him. God.
It's not a job. Listen. I told him he could come and put signs in. I went around
I'm gonna hang up
for
on
3 hours.
I'm going to hang up on you.
Not the best use of my time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, everybody.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Good morning. We're back, and welcome to the show, 8:38.
High today of 89 degrees. Good job, New Mexico.
We're very excited because on the phone right now is the legendary performer, Sergio Mendez.
Yes.
Good morning, Sergio.
Morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Welcome to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you.
We've been found a really cool montage of some of your hits, your classic hits on YouTube this morning. So we've been jamming that all morning.
Yeah, we have. It's been amazing. Oh,
thank
Beautiful
you.
Stuff.
Pleasure.
Sergio, we are doing kind of a nostalgic day today on our morning show, talking about things from childhood, things we remember, the idea that, it's kind of inherent within us, going back in time and looking at the things we love from childhood. Maybe we, because God, wrote that in our DNA, whatever it is, to kind of remind us of where we've been, what we've come through, where God is taking us. And you have a very incredible storied career. In fact, you are celebrating the 50th anniversary. Talk a little bit about Brazil 66.
Well, that was, my band in 1966. We had a chance to play fantastic songs, like the ones that you may know, like Maschinada and Look of Love and Bull on the Hill and several others. And we're celebrating 50 years this next weekend at the Hollywood Bowl. We're going to play with the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra. We're going to have guests like Herb Albert and Lonnie Hall and Diane Reeves. So wow. It's going to be a big celebration, two nights at the Hollywood Bowl, 12th and 13th of August.
Wow. Sergio, if you could go back to any decade in your life, which decade would it be, and what do you miss the most about it?
Well, I think all I can tell you, it has been a great journey, a great ride for me. I'm blessed and lucky to have had such a long career and still working all over the world and having fun and playing music. And it's just been a great ride.
Did you love the 70s? Did you love the 80s? When you look back at your career, what was it? Which decade really,
Every decade had different events in my life, different things happening to me, and some of my children were born in one decade and then others in another decade. So it's been a wonderful ride.
I can tell you,
I don't have a decade that I like more than another.
I like that. That's a stellar place to be at when you can honestly say, I don't have any regrets. My life has been incredible, rolling through the different decades and the different accomplishments, whether it was, Grammys, Latin Grammy Awards, Academy Awards, nominated for Best Original Song in 2012. I mean, you are still rocking and rolling. You are still doing it. In fact, I'm a fan of hip hop, like East Coast hip hop. So, back in, what was it? 06, I believe, getting a team up with the Black Eyed Peas, Erykah Badu, Jurassic Five's Justin Timberlake, who I still think is one of the greatest performers of all time.
Will I Am, which was, that helped me put the whole thing together. He's a dear friend and brilliant musician, and I love what he does, but also the other artists that you mentioned, John Legend, India Ari, Q-Tip, you know, I love that kind of music too.
Yes. So you've had a chance to see so many different groups, so many different styles of music. You've seen the evolution of so many different art forms. Getting a chance to tour with Frank Sinatra, and then, as we mentioned, you know, teaming up with Justin Timberlake. Of all of the artists over the years, was there one that stood out that you thought, man, this performer is doing something like I've never seen before?
I mean, we are all different, you know, and just the fact that, you know, the people you just mentioned, they're so unique
in
their own way. It's impossible to compare. It's about, you know, great artists. It's about greatness and uniqueness and all that. And the people that you just mentioned and others that I had the pleasure to work with, the Stevie Wonder, you're talking about incredible artists. This is the Hollywood Bowl, which is one of them. My favorite venues in the world, a very special place, and we're going to have guests like Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall and Diane Reeves and the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, and so it's going to be a wonderful 2 days, which I'm really looking forward.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Very cool.
You've done a lot of work with film as well, obviously. Never Say Never Again, the original Casino Royale. You recently, Rio 2. Was there ever work outside of your own, whether it was a collaboration or from maybe a soundtrack or a score, something that stuck out maybe because it was the time of your life or where you were that is more special or something that you just hold dear?
Well, I mean, I had a wonderful time working on Rio 1 and Rio 2.
Yeah.
It was a magical experience for me working with so many different artists and, you know, working with Carlos Saldana, the director, and John Powell, the composer. So, and that was a great experience, and I hope Rio 3 will happen also.
There you go, the trilogy. The Rio
trilogy.
Rio G.
Love it.
Sergio, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Sergio.
You are amazing, and of course, celebrating 50 years. Yes. 50 years,
Take
Brazil
care.
66. God bless you,
Goodbye.
Man.
Goodbye.
Have a great time.
Bye.
All right. Sergio Mendes. Teo, you are a man of many words.
I was quiet. I felt like you guys had it.
It was a very...
You know what, dude?
It was engaging.
Imagine that. Storied career. I liked his response. You wanted that story. You were frustrated.
Well, yeah, he didn't answer my question.
That's because he didn't have, like... He's enjoying
it
all.
Come on,
I love that.
That is such a... That's such a lame.
You were just bummed because you're still stuck on that one decade.
Whatever. I asked
him. Life so that was better. He didn't than have a favorite.
He didn't.
Decade.
He didn't have a favorite decade. That's
he
because
didn't.
They've all been special. He did
they've
a tour
all
with
been
Sinatra.
Give me a recap.
And then he got to do. Oh
Everybody
my god.
Everybody has a favorite decade.
In case you missed it, Dex asked Sergio what his favorite decade was, and he gave a pretty didn't answer the question answer.
He didn't even answer it.
Okay, listen
he said
to me.
All of
listen
them
to
were.
Me.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's
After
because
the
he
second
said,
time I asked
he started like with Sinatra, then he had some
Hold
children.
On. Hold
then
on.
He
now the first time I asked the question, I thought that maybe, you know, he didn't speak it to English.
Oh,
and so then
my
I asked him again.
Gosh.
I asked him again, and then he basically gave me that plain Jane, oh, I love them all.
Well, yeah. And then you oh, asked him about that? His Hollywood Bowl shows, which is what we started with. That
Whatever.
Was my first question, and we talked about it. He literally said what he said to me the first time.
I was really frustrated. I wasn't listening.
Obviously!
I was frustrated, Sergio. My bad. Did I call it Bollywood?
Yeah, you called
totally
it the
did.
Bollywood Bowl. I'm like,
it was beautiful.
The Hollywood Bowl, bro.
It's so funny. My brain said it was Bollywood.
No, it's Hollywood
know.
Bowl.
I know. It says Hollywood, but my brain said
you
Bollywood.
You can imagine that. He has been doing this for 50 years.
Yeah, 50
and he's
years.
He's gotten to see some of the most incredible acts.
You would think
he toured
could,
multiple
he,
times.
He could
Sinatra.
Name one cool thing from a decade that he loved the most, and he couldn't even do that. Whatever, Sergio.
It's because he loves it all. Because life is a journey, not a collection.
He's got to have one decade that he misses.
Everybody does. Everybody has that decade.
What's yours?
'80s.
What?
Heck yeah.
Why? Because you were a kid?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I love the...
You don't like being a grown-up?
I hate it.
Oh, my gosh. I had dinner with my mom last night, and it was lovely because I cooked dinner for my mom. And that felt lovely, being able to do that.
So
as a kid,
so glad
I was
Sergio
so reliant
lives.
Upon her.
Sergio just now, has the perfect life. I love them all. I
was
loved
able
everything.
To do something Uh-oh. Special for my mother because I love her.
On a live line, somebody said, did Steve-O just say JT and greatest performer in the same sentence?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
yes, I did.
Prepare to battle, friend.
I agree with that.
Yeah, dude, are you kidding me?
Justin Timberlake is the Michael Jackson of our time.
Preach it.
That's my
opinion. Oh, there's like that one performer that comes around every decade or so, and you're right. It was Michael Jackson for the longest time, and Justin Timberlake became that next artist that, oh my gosh, everything he does is amazing, and he's a fantastic actor as well. Did you guys see Out of Time?
Good morning.
Oh gosh.
Hello.
Yes, this is Sergio. I have one more thing to say. Shut up.
Thanks, man. Man, that's Sergio. He's a nice guy.
He's so nice.
He's just a kind
so
person.
Kind.
He's so polite. Yeah. Respectful.
I thought it was fun.
Man, I just hope when I get to be Sergio's age, I am not boring.
He's not boring! You know what it is?
I love them all.
You think he enjoys this aspect of it?
Yeah.
Come on.
I love them all.
He's an entertainer. He's a performer.
I feel like there's probably a lot of pressure on the guy because... You know, I mean, can you imagine being a sort of popular artist that recorded Portuguese albums and then the label forced you to make English ones so they would actually sell something? They were never huge sellers, but you've influenced a ton of people, but then nobody really knows who you are. So he's probably under a little bit of pressure when he does radio interviews and then somebody's like, what's your favorite decade?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the easiest question.
Question. You lived through like 8 decades. Which one's your favorite?
Talk about pressure. That's the easy. I'm taking the pressure off of him. That's the easiest question in the world.
What I'm saying is, if you ask a person that's older than you, it's like, hey, what was it like before cordless telephone? You know, or what? Like, they're
Teo,
gonna,
he
they're
has like, many decades he can choose from at that age. Many
throughout his career.
Do you think he can?
He's
remember
got
them
70
all
decades to choose from.
He can probably remember the last two.
And the best part is, you look at his discography, and starting in 1960. To the 2010s, it's like boom, 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 boom. Like every year. He didn't stop, dude. He just put out records like every single year. So why would he be able to pick a decade? Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
He did so many things.
Oh my gosh, I'm so frustrated right now.
Shout out to Jane's Addiction that just said, Jane says, Dex is done with Sergio.
That's true, I am.
Good My morning. Favorite decade was the early 2000s.
The aughts?
Yeah.
Loved the aughts.
Those were some solid aughts.
What a stupid question.
They say not
Dex,
to miss them.
Dex, what's your favorite
but you
decade?
Ought to.
What's your favorite centennial?
Right,
yeah,
what's
if
your
somebody
favorite?
Asked me that, I'd
Do you
say
like
definitely
the 1900s
the
or the 2000s.
Somebody said, what's my favorite thing about the 80s? I would say the Goonies.
What's your favorite decade? Easy. The 1940s, bro.
Yeah. Obviously, Prohibition was done. World War II was just about to get going.
You could still get
Gosh,
a Gatling
1940,
gun.
Bro. Am I right?
Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Sergio again.
Sergio.
For Dex. My favorite food is pizza. My favorite color is red. And
it's too late.
Shut up.
Hang up on
yeah!
yourself, Sergio.
Woo! Sergio.
I don't
Sergio's
care anymore.
On
I, just,
it, man.
I don't care anymore.
Sergio is on it.
I'll never forget, I talked to Rob Schneider one time. That guy, I will never talk to him ever again.
Really?
I asked him about his SNL days, and he goes, that was 20 years ago. I don't remember anything I did 20 years
yeah!
ago.
Yeah! See?
Good.
What? Talking
really?
To the wrong dude.
He was
hey, we get Justin Timberlake on the phone. Justin Timberlake, what's your favorite decade? Was it when you were with NSYNC, or was it now that you're currently married to Jessica Biel and enjoying every day of your life? But what was your favorite part in the past?
Then you say,
"Oh wait,
I
no,
love
my
right
life's
now.
Awesome now."
No. You say, "Yeah, you say right now. If it's right now, it's right now." Sergio could have said that. I would have been happy with that answer.
No, that's what he said. You just weren't listening.
No, he said he loved them all.
He said, "Yeah, in Portuguese."
You can't say that.
It's Portuguese for every day
get
is
out,
a gift.
Get out of here. Get
every
out of
day,
here.
I love the present because it's a gift. You've got the bow on it.
Get out.
Every
here.
Day, it's the present. That's why we call it the present.
I remember. Man, it's been almost 20 years since I started radio, and I remember a lot of details about when I first started in radio.
You have a good memory.
Some of my greatest memories are back when I first started in radio. So if somebody asked me that, I wouldn't go, it's 20 years ago, man. I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was
20 years ago.
My favorite, 1993, I had a season pass to the beach water park. We used to kick it on the water slides regularly. I sure do miss that time of my life. My life sucks now.
You know what I miss?
Every day is a gift.
Hey, fam's on distress hotline. I guess you'd call me a knight.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. See? That guy. Great answer.
Great answer.
Sergio could have said something like that.
No!
Why didn't he?
You know what? I just would like to point something out. Last week you were gone, and my voice was okay. This week, it's Tuesday. I'm already losing my voice from screaming at you.
Do you get frustrated with me?
I just figured it out. It's you.
It is not me.
Because I'm like, why is my voice different? Like, I can't sing as well as I used to for worship now.
I like to talk to people deep into the night.
Yeah. And now I'm talking to more people deep into Steve-o, the night.
Are you being real right now with me? Because I don't know
you.
If you're being real. Because
I'm sure
that was a
you.
Great question. We were talking about nostalgia. We were talking about the 80s and 90s. And then I go and ask this guy, which I'm not even going to say his name anymore because I'm just so upset. Just so upset. I ask him, what was his favorite decade? And he couldn't even tell me.
Yeah.
And my front porch swing.
I'm currently in.
He could have said that. Loves his front porch swing. I would have been totally fine with that. Sergio loves his front porch swing. Great. What year was that? It's 1986. Great. That's blah. Awesome. Oh.
I am Sergio.
Oh, I'm Sergio.
Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
I'm not.
Just love them all.
Comfortable, caring, and serious about a relationship. I am.
I'm really looking for somebody I can feel special about, and I don't encounter people like that very often, and I'm hoping you're one of them.
Shout out to Justin Timberlake. I miss you, man.
Shout out to this guy.
Live line's on my side, yo. On my side.
We got that Phil Wickham guy calling in.
Yeah, that Phil Wickham guy. We're going to ask him what his favorite
decade is. I'm
going to
ask him the exact same question as Sergio.
Please do.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Phil Wickham on the show next. Take it. Hold on, it's New Music Tuesday. We need to get into this.
Dang it!
I just realized it's New Music Tuesday.
It's okay,
we need to
so
do
during
it.
During the break, we're gonna play this song. It's a brand new track from Brian and Katie Torwalt. It's called "World of Grace." We'll be back after this song.
Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Morning Invasion.
That's right.
It's 9:03.
High today of 89 degrees. Man. Traffic. Oh, we got an accident to report. Traffic is down to one lane, I-40 West at Highway 14. That's East Mountain area. It's exit 175, rather. And that's a pretty rough one. So if you're westbound on 40, coming over the mountains, maybe you're in the area, traffic down to one lane, that's why you're going so slow. Lots of
traffic!
Okay.
Traffic sponsored by Victoria, who says, where's Phil?
Yeah, where's
Thought
Phil?
You said you were talking
Come on,
to him.
Phil.
And did you know that last interview was interrupted by an Amber Alert? How rude.
I kind of wondered. I heard it, out
was.
There.
Yeah.
Oh. It came over on my phone.
I'm so glad
yeah,
it
it's
happened.
An Amber Alert.
I'm
guys.
So glad it happened.
Have you guys ever heard of an Amber
well,
Alert?
Well, yeah, we need to make sure it happens because a 3-year-old was abducted from Santa Rosa, New Mexico.
Oh, gosh.
It's terrifying.
We got to pull together, guys. We yeah. need to find this girl.
Yep.
Sin?
Yeah.
Dex, you're really good about getting the word out about those things.
Yeah, it's important. You got to share that stuff on social. You got to call. Remember the, here's another one from back in the day, the prayer chain.
Oh, yes.
The prayer chain.
I remember.
Like the band? That was the Christian chain list.
Yeah. My grandma, band? When somebody gets sick or, you know, if somebody needed prayer, it was like, I will call the prayer chain today. And you know what? My grandma and my mom, they always did.
You know what? Mm. I apologize. You're talking about legit praying for people. I'm talking about when I would get a letter in the mail and it was the prayer chain and they wanted money.
Ugh.
Did it have gold dust in the letter?
No, I never got any gold. They only dealt in bronze dust. Wings. In it was Angel's Wings.
We lost a like. We're trying to get to 9,000.
It was probably
we were
a fake
39
account.
Away.
We haven't really been promoting.
Now we're 40 away. We're 40
okay,
likes away from
guys.
9,000.
It's okay.
40 likes away from 9,000.
Watch those phone lines. I talked to the road manager. He's calling.
Guys, here's the deal. If we don't get 9,000 likes on Facebook today, we get fired.
What?
Yes, we lose our jobs.
Great. Yeah, it's a new stipulation. Just got handed down.
9,000
likes
meet
those
on
goals.
Facebook. Facebook.com/star88FM.
Got to do it.
What if we really got fired? They're like, hey, I mean, we did say that, which they did, but we thought they were joking.
It's true.
Back in the day, Buck and I had to get a million hits in 24 hours or we got fired.
Are you serious?
We got a million hits on our webpage in one day.
Oh,
it's pretty great.
We actually got 1.3 million.
Why don't you brag about it?
See, the sad thing is Starmy has like this excuse they can fall back to. They can say, oh man, I forgot to do that. Well, I guess it wasn't God's will for them to stay.
Oh,
sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to set up the questions the exact same way.
Okay.
I'm going to tell Phil that we've been talking nostalgia and do the whole, you know, Deuteronomy thing.
All right.
And then you go, Phil, what's your favorite decade?
Yeah, I'm going to ask the exact same question I asked Sergio.
Yes.
Because we had Sergio on, who is this... you know what?
He invented Surge.
He's huge in Brazil, okay? Yeah. Everybody knows him in Brazil. Nobody knows who he is here.
What are you talking about? Like,
if you're
influenced the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, if you're Justin Timberlake or the Black Eyed Peas or Will I Am, then yes, you know exactly who he is. But, you know.
But everybody else who just listens to all the performers that he's influenced, I mean.
Yeah, but they don't talk about that. The people behind this. It's like the guy behind the curtain.
Right.
They don't talk about Sergio.
But he's the reason there's like cool
influence
in.
Gosh. Nobody knows that.
Nobody well, they would have if you had asked better questions.
Okay.
What's your favorite decade?
That was the best question.
Okay. While you guys are fighting, we're going to play another New Music Tuesday track.
Where's Phil?
If he calls in, we'll fade back in. This is Great Awakening, their new song, Terror Bell.
Oh,
it's
so good.
Horrifying.
It's a great song.
If you like Stranger Things, you're going to love this song.
Okay. 585 Live, you can text us or star88FM on Facebook. Great Awakening, Turbos, New Music Tuesday. What do you guys think of it? Facebook.com/star88FM or text the show, 585-LIVE.
Es muy fantástico.
Muy fantástico.
It really harkens back to my favorite decade, the 80s. Hmm.
What'd you love about the 80s?
I was a child. I was dependent upon parents. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to worry about bills. The Nintendo Entertainment System was dope.
Oh, good answer.
Elementary school relationships were great. There was no weird stipulations. You were just friends with people. Mm. It was cool, man.
Yep.
And that's why the 90s are my favorite decade.
I didn't like the 90s.
90s were my favorite decade!
Yeah, they're okay.
Cool, man. I'm answering the phone. Also, did I mention that Return of the Jedi came out in 1983 and it's the greatest movie of all time?
Well, okay. Good morning.
Yeah!
Hello.
This is Phil. Welcome.
Phil! Get kind of have some back feed there.
Yeah, he's. I don't know obviously. What that is. Can you turn down the radio? I can tell you're a big fan of the show.
This is Donald Trump.
Donald, he's totally got us.
Man, what a bully.
You guys seen what's happening in Rio?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Telling people not to, you know, fully submerge underwater.
Yeah, it's the Olympics are 3 days away there, Donald.
Good. I didn't know what was happening. I just asked you so I would know.
Oh, okay. Cool, man. Hey, Donald, what was your favorite decade?
They're all huge.
Okay. All right. Donald? Hello?
I got to go.
Okay, bye.
I got to run a country now.
Hang up by yourself. Where's Phil Wickham, Tail? Where is he? He was supposed to call it 7.
At least my interview showed up.
I'm pretty sure that was him.
At least my interview showed up.
I want to read Should I read everybody the text, like the interaction between myself and his roadman?
What a mess.
I don't know.
What
a mess. Would you like to still be friends?
Brandon wouldn't care. It's funny because he was honestly supposed to call it 8.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the time they wrote me down for was 8 hour time.
Yeah.
And then Brandon texted me back and said, you said our time.
Oh.
Even though, like, two texts right before it, it says 8 a.m. our time.
I scrolled back and I showed him. I was like, look at this. I'm
our
not crazy,
time.
Man.
You know what? Next time you text him back and you say, listen, we run a tight ship here.
Tight ship.
All right? We have a busy show. We got a lot of things that we're doing. And, you know, when we have a mess up like this, we just... You know, I don't know if we can have
train
wrecks
a show.
Well,
we have probably we not have listeners like Victoria.
Victoria is upset.
Victoria's and, way upset.
You know, so another thing.
Irate.
The last time he called my cell phone. Do you remember that?
Yes.
He called
my
cell
phone.
Yeah,
what is the deal?
I don't know.
There's something wrong. They don't know how this interview thing works, I don't think. They need to be trained.
Dex is
we'll
a
talk
little
to Phil
on
about
edge right now.
He's a new artist.
I am a little.
Yeah, his Phil first record's coming out.
Just came out yesterday.
Yeah.
It's called Never Say Never by Justin Bieber.
Mm.
Well, let's while we wait for Phil, if he is going to call us, let's do some headlines because we really haven't. We've been doing this nostalgia stuff all morning long.
And it's wonderful. I remember back when people would call when they were supposed to.
Yes.
Yeah, no. That was my favorite decade.
Real, that was, yeah.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Your favorite decade is the 90s because somebody on the live line said Celine Dion in the 90s, y'all, best thing ever.
Amen. Hmm. That wasn't me. Yeah, the Teen Choice Awards went down, I think, Sunday night?
Yeah.
We were going to talk about them yesterday, but we never got to them.
My
so
boy JT.
Let's do a quick recap.
You want to do the winners montage?
I think we should start with the winners.
Your choice TV actor sci-fi fantasy is Grant Gustin.
Yeah, The Flash!
And the winner for choice TV show drama is... Pretty Little Liars!
Oh, no, no, no.
Your choice summer TV show is... Teen Wolf!
Oh, love it. Love Teen Wolf.
Your TV show comedy is...
Fuller House!
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Your
no.
choice movie actor for a sci-fi fantasy is... Chris Evans!
Yes, yes.
Choice movie breakout star is... Daisy Ridley.
Yeah! Star
Your
Wars!
Your choice movie actress comedy is... Grace
Who?
Your choice from what? Teen drama is... Miracles from Heaven. I'm honored to present this first ever Teen Choice Decade Award
JT.
To Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, that was Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant honoring the great Justin Timberlake.
That's great, man.
I didn't watch. I didn't know he got a surfboard from Kobe.
I thought Karl Malone was going to win this year. Very disappointing.
Oh, that's weird they had an award for the decade. Apparently it was a pretty good decade for JT. I wonder if 30 years from now when a radio host asks him his favorite decade,
stop it.
He'll go,
I feel like you can
it
reach
it. Was the 2010s. I won a Teen Choice Award.
Yeah. Okay,
stop
another
it.
Thing that happened it's at the Teen question. Choice Awards, Justin Timberlake, it's Steve-O's favorite person, preached
yeah,
about what he learned
favorite.
From his parents.
Oh.
In my case, I grew up in Millington, Tennessee, just outside of Memphis. Well, all right, one guy. Appreciate it. Where I was blessed to be raised by parents and a family who taught me some big lessons. They taught me to respect them. They taught me to respect myself and to respect all people on the basis of their character. Not where they live, not what they did for a living, or the color of their skin. My parents did their best to fill my young mind, not with prejudice or hate, but with compassion and love. I think it's part of the reason why, to this day, I try to live my life working most closely with, making music with, and spending so much of my time with an amazing group of people, male, female, straight, gay, every walk of life.
Justin Timberlake just seems like he's the guy who's
why
just
did you
says,
not
he's
let
so
him
great.
Keep talking,
he's just
talking.
He's just great, you
yeah,
know?
Of course he is. It's
he
Justin Timberlake.
He doesn't have anything bad going on in his life like, you know, a lot of these artists do that you find out later on.
Seemingly.
He just seems oh maybe he does. I don't know. I mean,
seemingly great.
Seems
I don't
like
know.
He was on the Wahlburgers, so I'm a huge fan.
Oh, God. He was on the Wahlburgers?
Yeah, he was on an episode of the Wahlburgers. Mark Wahlberg was in a celebrity golf tournament, and
Lord,
JT was on that as well.
Right
and
now.
It
this.
Was so great. I was
I
like,
this moment.
JT!
I gotta get caught up.
Oh, I love you, JT.
Good
it was great.
Yeah, okay, you might have heard about this, too, and we have the crazy awesome balloon fiesta every year.
Oh, yeah.
And this Poor past weekend in Texas, there was a tragic hot air balloon crash on Saturday morning. All 15 passengers and the pilot were killed.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I saw a little bit of the report yesterday. Apparently, the pilot, he lost his license years ago.
Oh, no.
And he also, I think he lost it because he was drunk. He was operating the balloon. Not this time he wasn't drunk, but he lost his license because he was drinking in the past. So I don't know if this guy should have been taking people up in balloons. He wasn't grounded. So that's why when they hit the power lines, the thing just exploded in flames.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It was very sad.
Really unfortunate. Pray for those families.
Yeah.
You know, the presidential election has gotten a little weird when a dead gorilla named Harambe is polling at 5% of the vote. You guys remember Harambe?
Oh, Harambe.
A new presidential poll included Harambe the ape, deceased. Oh. 5% of the vote went to Harambe.
Okay.
No monkeying around with this election.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, man. Nothing.
Earlier, Dex, before dipping full spoon into this nostalgia stuff, he mentioned that there could be a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion or revival or whatever you want to call it.
I hope so.
Come on.
I don't think ever. Yeah, like pretty close to when hell freezes over. Pretty close. Like, we're going to leave that one alone.
What?
Wow.
I thought you said it was happening.
We're going to leave that one alone.
You should ask him what his favorite decade was. I'm pretty sure it wasn't the 90s when he was doing The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah? Well, he should talk to the Eagles because apparently that has already happened.
That has happened. My mom saw that tour in El Paso.
And I bet you Will Smith would say the 90s.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would. That's why he doesn't want to go back. He doesn't want to. He did it. It's been there, done that. He doesn't want to touch it.
Well, recently there was a rumor going around that Will might produce a new version of the show.
Ugh.
But apparently, as we just heard, that is not happening.
He could be the uncle. Uncle Will. And then, like, his hard on his luck nephew, who's from West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I got to take a brisk hour-long walk real quick. So
what?
I need you guys. Can we just pause the show?
Yeah, well, walk? I mean, we're on pause, thanks to our boy Phil.
If Phil calls, tell him I'm currently taking a brisk hour-long walk. If he asks why, it's to reverse the damage of sitting.
Oh, really?
Sitting on your butt.
Great, now I got to
stand
up. Can
damage you.
Great.
That's one thing I'm proud of myself for is that...
You don't ever sit down.
I don't sit down anymore.
It's because you're a stand-up guy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Scientists analyzing data from more than 1 million people found that it takes about 60 to 75 minutes of moderate intensity exercise to undo the damage of sitting for at least 8 hours a day. Not exercising and sitting all day is as dangerous as being obese or smoking.
Wow. This is why Pokemon Go is the greatest craze.
This is why I smoke when I walk.
No, okay. You don't.
It deletes it.
He doesn't.
No, it
do
totally.
That.
That's what it says. It reverses the damage.
He is not a smoker.
It deletes
In
it.
Fact, it would be hilarious to see him
no,
ever
yes,
attempt.
No, nah, you guys should see me at the CrossFit at the Bear Canyon. Just smoke it.
No, you're not.
And the added risk of parking yourself in front of a TV for 5 hours or more. Dex.
That's me. Look at me. I'm so overweight. That's because I binge watch. Eat fast food, and don't work out.
Dang, dude. You know you can fix all of those
I know.
Easily.
That's the problem. I know I can fix it, but I'm lazy now.
Okay. Have you been taking your cold showers?
No.
Yeah. The Army has. I've been getting my updates.
Yep.
What are they saying?
They're doing really
Somebody
well.
Somebody says you need to take a brisk hour-long cold shower.
That's
there you
a
go.
Lot of water wasted.
Yeah, that is wasted water. man. Okay, Dex, check this out, though. So say you do sit at work, and listeners, you sit at work 8 hours a day, and then you go home and you plop down in front of the TV because you're tired.
I take my pants off, and I just start binging.
Just like Goldberg. Daddy
it's
Goldberg.
Me. I know, it's me.
5 hours or more of the TV. Say you do that after 8 hours of working. Oh, my gosh.
The sad
risk...
thing is I believe you.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
that's
not
real.
Joking around.
I know. Like, you have, like, everybody normally has a coat rack or something by the front door. You just have a pants rack.
I do.
Like, not even a rack. He just piles them on the floor.
Pants off!
So the risks of damage and stuff like that is so high that even the hour of exercise is not enough to reverse the damage.
Great. Dex, you're going
to
die.
It's funny because my wife even told me, she's like, you can't do that anymore. Jaden is starting to become a young woman, and you can't just walk around in your underwear anymore.
I have boys. Come over to our house. We're always just in our boxers.
She's becoming a
all
young woman.
All of us. And then I sit there, and I watch my three boys in their boxers on the couch, and I'm like, I bet you this couch smells like butt.
Yeah.
There are a lot of young butts on this couch.
It's funny because if you look at my couch, you can see exactly where I sit because... The rest of the couch, it's barely used except for this one cushion where I sit.
Here's what you have to do.
Really nice.
I've got it. I'm going to help you out, my friend. Yes. All right? Every day when you get home, before you can sit down on the couch, you have to have a pants off, dance off. So what you do is you walk in the door and you say, Leslie, hit it! And she hits the music, and you have to dance your pants off, okay? That way, you'll get some exercise. You still get to take your pants off and enjoy whatever it is you watch on the TVs, okay? You are literally that stereotypical dad from the 80s sitcom.
I am.
You are.
I'm that guy.
I love it, friend.
I've turned into that guy.
You're Homer Simpson.
I am. You are Homer Simpson. I am, and I didn't even realize it. Gosh!
If there's one person you need to trust...
It's Homer Simpson?
It's this guy from the Norwegian School of Sports Sciences in Norway. His name is Elf Uklund.
I like that.
Uklund, I guess. He says, we cannot stress enough the importance of getting exercise, whether it's getting out for a walk at lunchtime. There you go, everyone. Mm. Going for a run in the morning or cycling to work.
No.
Nerd alert!
I live on the west side. That's
you cannot just sit around, guys. You're going to get sick.
I got to get rid of this fat.
You do.
Dude. Pants off, dance off was the best idea.
It's a bad idea.
I bet it's taken.
No, look at me. It's
pants off, dance off?
It is. Do
I'm
not
Googling
Google
it.
No. Everyone.
Oh my gosh, it exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone.
Are you kidding me?
I thought I was so clever. Don't you play it. Don't.
Final answer tonight. No, I think this used to come on Fuse.
It did. Pants off, dance off.
Fuse was an old music channel.
I really thought I was clever. I'm like, I just invented something hilarious.
How have you not heard of...
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
A new survey found the things you do around the house that are most likely to cause major arguments. Top two. Uh-huh. Leaving dirty dishes in the sink. Leaving dirty clothes. Maybe some pants everywhere. I'm glad you guys... I try to stop you guys and nobody listens to me.
I know. I'm sorry.
No. We'll do it live!
Oh, man. I'm going to get banned from YouTube.
The level of unbridled naivete in the studio, guys. I can't stress it enough.
Urban Dictionary says it's a way to explain an event that's so awesome it makes you want to take your pants off and dance. Haven't you ever wanted to do that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The
average person is only productive for a total of 3 days a week. Top three things that kill our productivity are getting a bad night of sleep, being too hot in the office, and our coworkers distracting us.
Oh.
Who's distracting you today? Tell that person that they're too hot.
Jody Sweetin.
And go to sleep. That's the answer to all of it.
All right.
And finally, here are a few of the most unhealthy items at chain restaurants. Perfect. Applebee's Build Your Sampler appetizer has 3,390 calories.
Are you kidding me?
That is a ton of calories.
The Build Your Own
I don't know what
appetizer?
Those mean. I don't count calories. Is that a lot?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Cheesecake Factory's Fried Chicken and Waffles Benedict has 2,580 calories. And Sonic's Grape Slushy with Rainbow Candy has 970
calories.
What?
Whoa, dude. I had one of those recently. Oh. It's a lot?
Well, hey, yeah.
The Rainbow Candy's at Rainbow Nerds.
A billion calories and not gain a pound.
No.
Excuse me, I have a question. Honey, where are my pants? Lego movie. Thank you. Thank you, Thebes.
That's all for right now.
From the live line.
Okay.
Anyone? We also got a question on the live line. So if you're a stand-up comedian, but you sit down during your performances, would you still be a stand-up comedian?
Where's Phil?
I think it's a good question.
Where's Phil Wickham?
Gosh, Phil. He'll be calling us this morning at 8 a.m.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
8 a.m.
Hey, you know, where's Tam?
She's out.
Oh. She her husband surprised her with a weekend getaway she had no idea about.
No way.
So Sunday after church, her incredible husband said, get in the car, woman.
That's cool.
And they whisked away to Colorado.
Hey, for them. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
October 4th.
Oh, man. We can announce the show now?
No.
Oh.
Probably not.
Okay.
Same day as Mumford & Sons. What will the hipster child do? Mumford & Albuquerque.
Uh-huh.
Same night as Thrice.
Yeah.
We can't tell people.
Thanks,
yet.
Promoters.
Thrice and Black
Booking
Honey.
Booking agents and...
It's a morning invasion on Star 88. Okay.
I'll tell you, I've seen Mumford multiple times. I will be at Thrice.
We got Phil on the phone.
Wait,
finally.
What?
Yes, we do.
We got him?
There
Phil,
he is.
Where were
is
you?
Is it? Can we corroborate this story?
Hey.
Hi, Phil.
Guys, you there?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What happened?
Just, you know, it's been a morning. We're like, where is he? I don't know.
I know. I dropped the ball. I was making eggs for my girls, and I got way too into it, I guess.
Dude, it's all good.
Made eggs, did the breakfast, now got my coffee, and then I came to my phone, and I got all these texts like, hey, you need to do your interview. I was like, oh, no. So I made sure I gave you guys a ring. I hope it's not too late.
But you know what? This is Amazing Grace. We are still going to do the interview.
Praise the Lord.
Goodness. Yeah, we can't get BTL. Mad at you because you were cooking eggs for your kids.
Yeah, like, dude, we're all dads. We get this.
Yeah, I mean it's all good. But your manager, man, we're gonna have a talk
we're
with
roasting them.
Okay, so yeah. I'm a new
that
parent.
Sounds good to me.
Is it a good thing, like, if you have to make an excuse, is that how you get out of it, is if you include your kids?
Oh, always.
Because I'm going to
that. You just play the I'm a good dad role. I was being a good dad.
Always.
Get out of it.
I was checking my email for my son.
Yeah, nope, that
He's
doesn't count.
He's a baby.
Yeah. That doesn't count.
He doesn't know how to do it.
Teo here's a new dad, so,
yeah,
I'm the
new dad.
He's still new to the game, but that the kid game card, oh, it works every time.
People can't really say anything against it. I mean, I try not to use it too much, but only when I'm being honest. And I was cooking a little eggs and bacon for my girl.
See, that's good. You're a genuine guy.
Cleaning it up.
We know you are.
People prayed for my oldest for years because I think they thought he was just chronically ill. Oh, man, Jack's got a fever. Yeah, can't go. Really wanted to hang out with you guys, too. Yeah, sorry. Must be that chronic sickness. He gets it every time you call me to hang out. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh,
too bad.
Oh, no.
It's too bad.
It does work. No one can say anything against that.
This is true.
I have a ton of experience.
Phil, welcome to the show, man. We're glad you're on. We had a lot of people freaking out because they were like, where is Phil? They needed you, man.
Well, it's good to be on. Thanks for letting me call a little bit later. And I'm excited. I'm going to be hanging out with you guys in a couple months.
You really
November.
Will. Yes.
Out there.
We are pretty stoked. Now, last time we hung out, it was in a different city, down for the Rock and Worship Roadshow in Las Cruces. Got to drive down there, and then you're making your way to Albuquerque. So we got to catch you up on the show today. We've been talking nostalgia, 80s, 90s culture. I don't know if you've watched it yet, but pretty much the best show on Netflix right now. It's called Stranger Things. It's incredible.
I did start watching
did
it.
Did you?
It is really good.
Oh, it's so good. Everybody's watching it.
My wife hates getting, like, so the only time we have any time to watch shows is like an hour or two before bed. You
right.
know, having kids. Like,
of course.
And so she hates getting even remotely creeped out. You know, it's definitely like a PG creep out, you know?
Yeah.
But she hates even getting remotely creeped out before bed. So I got to kind of, I like watch that show on my iPhone in bed at night while she sleeps.
Do you cheat? You
so
cheat
good.
On your wife while
He's
you watch
a Netflix
it?
Cheater.
You're a Netflix cheater, Phil.
The Netflix cheater. Yeah, dude. That show.
I know.
We have the same, especially since, you know, morning radio, so we got to get up so early, so that's the same. We usually have to pick, like, the 1 hour of TV before bed with the wife. And we blew through Stranger Things, and there's this, like, cool 80s nostalgia. So the question of the day, Dexter, ask him your question.
Okay. First off, I want to ask you, do you know a performer by the name of Sergio Mendez?
I don't.
Okay, good. We don't need to go.
He was on the show this morning.
Hey, just stop. We don't need to, that.
He's
was just
toured with
to
Frank Sinatra.
All right.
He has influenced the Black Eyed Peas.
Phil, stop. I'm sorry.
I booked this interview.
Stop.
He's Brazilian.
Okay. So I had asked Sergio this morning, What is your favorite, when you look through your life and your career, what is that decade that you love the most? And what's one thing from that decade that stands out to you?
Through my career?
Yes.
No, just your entire
life.
Your entire life.
Pick
what
a decade.
Is your favorite
okay.
decade?
Because I've only had like a decade worth of a career. But my entire, I mean, let's see.
Was it all good?
Say, It's all been good. I'd have to say the 2000s.
Thank you.
You know, just like 2000 and 2010. I think that was a crazy. It's been a crazy 10 years of like
massive burst in technology. But also, I think the biggest thing is, like, that year is when, like, that's the years I got signed. That's the years I fell in love. That's Beautiful. The years when I first became a dad. That's the years when I had my first number one single. That's, you know, just yes, like that. Awesome. That was the year I feel like I went from becoming from a boy to a man. You know,
yeah.
And so it's gonna be that's gonna be probably the decade.
That's
I look
a great
back
answer,
on
Phil. When I asked Sergio Mendez that, he said, "Well, I can't just pick. I love
90.
Them all. I love them all.
He toured with Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. No, you don't love them all. Everybody loves one decade more than the other.
He rocked it with Stevie Wonder. It was like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. He like inspired the Black Eyed Peas to be a band.
He's got many decades to pick from, and he couldn't pick one.
That's because
that's a really big
I don't have many decades. I feel like I barely remember the 90s. Honestly, like I was just going to school every day, like, you know, trying to figure out how to not be completely stupid, you know?
Yeah.
So just like...
Yeah. I think we all were.
And so I kind of really have one for my... I mean, I'm only 32, so I only have kind of one decade where I even remember it, I feel like.
See? Oh, what? There you go. Sergio's 147.
How old are you guys?
We're the same age. 30s.
Like, yeah. No, yeah. They're older than us.
You guys even remember
Phil.
The 80s?
I do.
I know we were born in the 80s.
I've
got a weird thing where I don't really remember. I have very few memories. I mean, sometimes things will pop up, but like out of the blue, it's hard for me to pull up any memories from my childhood. Is that weird?
Maybe you need to research that. Maybe you need to look into it. Maybe there was like this crazy traumatic thing that happened where you met this little girl in the woods and she had a shaved head and you didn't know
you
who
know
she
what?
Was at the
you
time.
You had to suppress those things, man.
I think you're mixing a little Netflix show with reality right there.
Right.
But, we do it all the time, Phil. We do it all the time.
I think I had a good childhood. You know, I think it's all kind of probably just feels like one good day. You know what I mean?
See?
But
I like that.
But yeah, I would say the last 10 years have been amazing.
Great answer.
So much blessing from the Lord. Incredible.
Love it.
Got married in 08. That was part of that decade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the decade.
So what year were you born? You're 32. Was it 84?
Yeah. No. Yeah, 84.
Mm. Yeah, which is, I understand why you wouldn't really remember the 80s.
I was 83. So I have just a smidge more than you.
Yeah, we're older. Yeah.
You got an extra year.
I remember seeing Return of the Jedi at the movie theater in 83.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a
I saw Beetlejuice in 86.
Yeah, I do.
You remember a minute ago when they said they were the same age as us?
I said 30s.
We're 37 and 38.
Sure.
They lied
to you.
They lied to you.
That wasn't a lie. Just later 30s.
Bold face lie.
Hey, Phil, do you put anything on your hair? Is there anything that makes
it,
you know, really thick and full? Because you got a nice head of hair, man.
No, I think it's more genetics than anything. I've got some like Greek in the back there somewhere that gives me a solid head of hair.
That's what I'm talking about.
Trying to grow
about.
My hair back. I'm using this onion juice and it's just stinky.
He's balding. Yeah. It's bad. It's really bad. Phil, if you were balding, would you just shave it all? Because you do have great hair. Would you just be like, you know what? I got to shave it. Or would you try and like, because you've got that like kind of, it combs over anyway. So would you like maybe try
would
the comb
guys...
over first?
Quit asking
Phil about
his hair.
I would hold on to the comb over for as long as possible.
Beautiful.
But I think there's a point where the shave just looks better, you know?
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Phil, is this your favorite interview you've ever had?
Oh, gosh. Or... I have a real question,
Phil. It's kind of nice. I'm chilling here in my front porch with my coffee. And...
See?
Love it.
I literally forgot I was on the radio. Are we live right now?
We really are live.
No, we're about to go live in about 2 minutes.
That's how we do. That's how we do. It's the Morning Invasion.
So I have a compliment and a question for you. Who released, so you and was it Jeremy Riddle, you wrote This Is Amazing Grace together, right?
We're both writers on that song. That song has, I'm going to do the short version of a long story.
That's good.
Me and a guy named Josh Farrow, who was in the band Paramore for years. He was a guitar player. We got together because I was in town in Nashville. He lived there. He wanted to write a worship song because they actually, as a band, had been listening, from what I was told, to my record Cannons, just kind of to like, kind of refresh themselves and, you know, just kind of have kind of church on the bus kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to get together, write a worship song. So we got together and hung out most of the time. And we're like, I guess we need to write a song. So we had been talking about grace, and I just thought, he showed me a little riff he had, and I started singing over it. And then we had the chorus of This Is Amazing Grace in like 10 minutes.
That's awesome.
And then we wrote some verses, and then we recorded it into my computer with just like the computer mic, you know, just us playing guitars.
Right.
And I lit it, like probably 3 days later, I forgot about the song.
You know, I just never even thought about it again. And then 2.5 years later or so, I got an email from Bethel Church, specifically from Jeremy Riddle, saying, hey, we heard this song of you and this Josh guy singing. We love it. Do you mind if we tweak the verse lyrics? And I was like, it took me a couple hours to figure out what song they were even talking about, you know, because it was long forgotten.
Right.
And then Jeremy, yeah, so he sent the new version. He said, hey, we're recording tomorrow. Like, are you okay with these lyrics? Like, you know, we're really excited about the song. I was like, man, these lyrics are amazing. So he totally rehauled the verse lyrics, but kept like the melody and all the chorus and the bridge. And so yeah, we wrote it together, but not together.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, here's why all of that. All of that, so I can tell you this. Whenever I play at church and they pop out the Jeremy Riddle version, I get so disappointed. Because I'm like, I want to play the Phil Wickham version.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And it's.
Well, you know why they're even different?
No, I don't.
I remember listening to the Bethel version, the Jeremy's version, just thinking, I love this. Like, and I'm one of the writers, so it would make sense I put it on my record. And so when we were recording Ascension, the record that This Is Amazing Grace is on, we really tried to do, like, that version. We tried to make it happen. And in the studio, it was just kind of falling flat. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe like, that Bethel version, it just works better in a live situation. I don't know, but for us, it was just like, we weren't getting the same emotion that they were getting. And so we just thought, well, let's go back to the drawing board if we never heard that before. And we just thought about the lyrics and thought, man, this is just like a celebration, right? Of like this king that breaks through darkness and gives us life. And it's just so we just thought, well, let's do the party celebration version of the song. And so that's what we did. And none of us had any idea it was ever going to be a single, let alone, you know, kind of, as big as it got. So
it is a church anthem. Thankful.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. Props to you for making it a celebration.
I think it's more of a celebration because you don't sing cry like Jeremy. Jeremy, when he sings, you can't
passionate.
Tell if he's happy or if he's weeping. Because he's like,
well, that's kind of good. That's a good place to
the
be.
Sing cry.
I feel like he's probably got the most impressive, Jeremy does, most impressive voice in all of Christian music.
He's
as a male.
Yeah,
like,
you know, he does have a very incredible. Great range. Yeah.
Mm.
Incredible. Mm.
But you can't tell if he's crying or laughing or weeping.
It's very emotional.
He is emotional. To whereas, you know, like your version of This Is Amazing Grace, it's like you're like punching holes through eternity because you just won the internet. Like, it's this anthem of like, we did it. It's great.
You're going to look over when you come out here in November. You're going to look over when you start that song. You're going to see me just cheering.
Yes.
Over on the side of the stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need to get on stage.
I was going
to
say, we're going to bum rush the stage and just high five you.
Just
right when it hits
the middle of the song.
We're just high fives.
Right now, Phil. High five. In this moment. Celebrate.
You do it.
I'm stoked,
dude, I'm
man.
Do it.
Oh, no, November. November. Yeah. It is coming up.
Yeah. Man, we're going on this thing called the Children of God Tour, and it's called that because my most recent record is called Children of God. And yes, this is like the first official headlining tour I've done in like 4 or 5 years. I just have ended up going on other tours and being part of other, you know, conferences and tours and all that stuff. And so we're kind of hunkering down and doing our own one, getting out on the bus, taking a couple awesome artists with us. And then the 4th of November is the Albuquerque stop right there at Calvary Chapel. I seriously can't wait for this tour. I'm so excited about it. We've got like some fun surprises during the night. I'm really excited about the way it's going to look and sound and the band. And I'm just pumped. And I'm just getting the word out to as many people as want to come. Grab a ticket, go to philwickham.com and for November 4th, they're in Albuquerque.
Beautiful.
That's
yes.
Great, dude.
I'm excited to finally get to see a Phil Wickham show because, as you said, you know, last time we saw you was Rock and Worship Roadshow, and I think you did come out and rock This Is Amazing Grace, and it was like, all right, coming up, we got this speaker. He's going to tell you how you can sponsor a child, and then I'll play one more song, and then we've got Audio Adrenaline, and then maybe one more from Phil, and I'm like, what is happening? Is it weird? Like, did you feel like almost like you're on the Tonight Show? You perform like a song and then had to keep transitioning. How do you keep that energy going?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I actually loved that tour. I thought it was going to feel, maybe it did feel weird, but to people watching, but I thought it was going to feel more on stage than it did. But yeah, you're right. I kind of, so there was like the warm up bands, the warm up
moment, and then I come out and I do this Amazing Grace, and then I'm off the stage for 2 hours, and I come back and I did a 20-minute set or whatever. And so I wasn't looking forward to it. I thought it was going to be a battle, but honestly, like, there's such like a unity on that tour with all the artists, yeah, and like this common goal to really see Jesus be glorified and lifted up. And I actually ended up really appreciating just like, man, I've got 20 minutes to leave one to just really create one moment of impact. You know, it's not like this hour and a half long thing where you got to kind of ebb and flow, but it's like, man, I've really got one point I want to drive home. And like three songs to play, and so to kind of sit down and figure out how to make the most impact in under 20 minutes, it was challenging at first. But once we kind of laid out a plan, it ended up being really fun for me, you know. And yeah, almost like, you know, you just think about it in a totally different way than if you're headlining a tour and do an hour and a half long set. It's a different thing. So I enjoyed it. I would do it again.
Nice. So this tour, Children of God, you're going to play every third song. And then other bands are going to know. I'm just kidding.
Yep. No, but we have, there's a band called Stars Go Dim that's coming out with us. They're pretty new on the scene, but they've got some great music, and they're a really great band live, good hearts. And there's their song You Are Love did really well. I think it was the number one on radio a couple months back. Mm. And then a new artist named Micah Tyler. He's come out with me before. Actually, you know what? He might have played at Calvary Albuquerque when me and the Shanes came through.
I remember that.
Christmas show.
Yep.
And Micah is kind of funny. He's charming. He's got like a good spiel about him. He's got a good voice. I think he got like 50 million views on this video he did about millennials. He did like this. It went viral on Facebook. It's like, it was crazy. So he's really clever, really talented. And, I'm excited to share them around the country with people. And yeah, so this whole night, I'm so excited. Children of God tour. If you're listening, everybody, BillWickham.com. You can see all the info and dates and stuff.
But beautiful.
November 4th.
ABQ.
Can't wait. All right, bud.
Hey, dude, thank you so much for answering my question just perfectly earlier. And looking forward to you coming to town.
And go enjoy your family now.
Yes.
You get to go back and
I'm
going to
get back.
Yes. Do right. that.
You enjoy the studio. Enjoy the radio.
All right, man. We'll see you. We'll see
Thanks,
you in November.
Phil.
Okay, bye.
All right.
That real guy. Deal. Real deal right there, guys. That's how you do an interview.
He really is.
That was great.
One of the nicer dudes that we've got to spend time with.
Take that, Sergio Mendez.
It was fun hearing the songwriting process for that song that so many of us genuinely just like. You know? Enjoyable.
Gallup just chimed in on the live line and said, now this is a good interview.
Heck yeah, man. That's how
but
you do it.
But do you think it's because you're a fan? You know what I mean?
No.
I think it's because he had coffee.
Why? He sounded like a normal human being.
It was
like
a great interview.
It was like a friend on the phone,
but
we're not even friends.
Because we know him. We don't know Sergio.
No, we don't really know him. I mean, we've talked to him before, but, you know, it's like, that's how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to just be chill on the phone.
We did have our good friend who's been in radio for 70 years. Text in and say, man, you guys had to reach on that Sergio interview.
It was bad.
His name is Buck. He's really a good guy.
All right, it's New Music Tuesday. We're about done with the show, so we're going to get into this last track.
Shout out
for
to Steven for coming morning. And hanging out with us this morning.
Hang on. Did you want to hear from Steven real quick? Because I've got him right here.
Okay. Early to bed, early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's why you're wiser than me. It's Steven.
I knew it was Steven. I'm telling you guys. I knew it was him.
That's true.
Okay. This is a brand new song from Citizens and Saints. It's called Madness. Yes. It fits in perfectly here on our morning show.
Cool. Tell us what you think about it. 585 Live. I'm so lost. Citizens and Saints, Madness, Star 88. New Music Tuesday.
I love that band. Mm. I love that band!
I love you!
Mm. Oh.
I mean...
Wow, that's the first time you've ever said that.
I said I like you a lot.
Thank you.
I enjoy how awkward you two are together. One day, you're just going to wind up hugging each other.
Oh, man.
I love you too, buddy.
Thanks, man. New Music Tuesday is done on our show, but Danny will be kicking it off again here in just a little bit.
I'm sorry, that guy started singing over you. What did you say?
He said he's in love with your life.
Sorry, you started. I didn't hear it. That guy started singing. I was like, how rude. What a jerk.
I started the music too soon. It's not
for all
time
you
to
Skillet
go.
Fans, their new record comes out Friday.
Oh.
Steve-O, I wanted you to know that especially. He's a big panhead.
Huge. Is that really what they're called?
Panheads?
Oh, gosh.
Do they really have the panhead club?
That's what they have.
I will say, I loved Hey You, I Love Your Soul. I loved Invincible. I even loved Alien Youth. That was a good record.
He's reaching out to you again, Dave.
Hey You, I Love Your Soul, too.
No, that's their...
You guys just hug.
Nope. I like your soul a lot.
That was when they were more like
check yes
industrial,
no.
Wanting to be Nine Inch Nails, stabbing westward, and I was like, hey, I can hang with that.
Good stretch. Guys, if you're still doing the cold shower willpower challenge...
Will you tell people that we've had multiple people on the live line say, what is this cold shower thing?
We did a study the other day, or we read a study, and now we are currently experimenting ourselves within the study. If you start your day off with a cold shower, it makes it easier to accomplish things, to get tasks taken care of, and in general,
dude,
it makes your day better.
That guy just keeps singing over people.
I'm doing it. I did it again this
did
morning.
You? No yeah. way. How was it?
Feeling good.
Good. All right. We're done with the show. If you missed any of it, hit the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit. Star88.fm. iTunes or Google Play. That's where you can find it. Thank you to Phil Wickham for being on the show. Just the real deal right there. Sergio Mendez, you can hang up on yourself. And we got a lot to do tomorrow because we didn't get a chance to get to a lot of the stuff because we definitely talked a lot about the 80s and 90s and how we miss it. So
we did.
Anything else to say?